The UK's first ever hip-hop talk show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
Yo, it's your man Fife Dawg, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, and I'm lounging on the Mice Diggy Sarah Love show. Y'all know what it is. Love that, honor that, respect that, cherish that. Hip-hop music, you done know. Big up.
Big up.
Big up indeed.
We're all totally prepared over here. What's up, FUBAR Radio?
Yo, yo, yo.
First of all, thank you so much to Ian Boldsworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. Last week on this show, we had Rodney P in the studio.
Rodney P. Legend.
And that was pretty, deep, the conversation we got into with him. So definitely listen back to that. And all of your FUBAR shows, you hit up the website. That's FUBARradio.com/hip-hop. They're all up there for you to get involved with. And today, we have loads coming up for you. Mice is away this week, so I have Chuda in the studio with me. How you doing, Chu?
I'm all good. Thank you very much. Nice one, people, for tuning in yet again. It's all good. Welcome. Oh, man, I love coming back here. It's really nice. It's all come down here. Sun's out. Get a little tinted window action.
Sun is shining. But we have a massive show for people lined up today. Last week, Redman. Sorry, it's just my dreams are flying away from me. Raekwon and Ghostface were in London and we caught up with them. So we're going to be bringing you the chat that we had with Ghostface Killer, a Wu-Tang Clan, on the show today. So do not move a muscle. Plus, Chu is taking over from Mysak Hayes week as well. So Chu is going to be investigating. So hold tight to find out what the life hack is today that we're bringing you.
Indeed.
Plus, as always, we've got a gig guy for you, and our open mic is becoming pretty legendary.
Hey,
every week it's relentless. So stay right here to find out who's featuring this week. It's a whole gang, another next level MCs. Plus, we've got loads of new music for you as well on the way, including a new Dabbler. He was on the show a couple weeks ago, so if you missed that, hit up the website and listen back. I had to drop a verse from Andre 3000 because there's not enough new music that we get to hear from him. So hold tight for that too. And new Strange You as well. And much, much more too. But how are you two? What's been happening in your world?
I've been away. Went to Tenerife. Very nice.
Tenerife?
Yeah, with my girl. Had a nice little holiday. Beach. Very much just beach. Just sun, sea.
Duck in the winter guilt.
Yeah. I know. I've come back and a bit... But as I say, the sun's out today, so I'm not going to complain for Monday. It's pretty good times.
But it's lovely to have you here with
it's
us.
Very nice to
and
be
we're
here.
We're going to be taking care of you until 6 p.m. Hit us up in the studio as well, because we love hearing from you guys. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the email. Get involved. But first, let's play you something brand spanking new featuring Method Man on this cut. Remember, we got an interview with Ghostface coming up for you later on in the show.
Stay
it's Foodbar Sarah Love and Chuda.
Yo, Sway, man, I can't even describe it, man. The situation was crazy, bruh. If I was a gorilla, I would say it was bananas, B. For real, the man he just took over the whole situation, God. Listen, man, it is what it is. Can't understand a man if you ain't live what he lived. Coaches in the crib and got no food up in the fridge. Plus the crime running rampant and it's screwing up the kids. Sway, man, what kind of paradise is this? I just want my 40 acres and some cash on the wrist. But these snakes is trying to gather in the pit. Where you get the cotton now, plucking ashes off the clip. Off the rip, now a challenger exists. Any bulletproof, shoot, what kind of caliber is this? Got thugs in the store with the barrel on your lips. Saying nifty out the jaw before you pound you with the grip, Lord. Who to call when no one obeys the law? And there ain't no Iron Man that can come and save us all. Power to the people and Luke Cage the cause. And the cops got it wrong, we don't think Cage involved. Look, dawg, a hero never had one. Already took Malcolm and Martin, this is the last one. I beg your pardon, somebody pulling a fast one. Now we got a hero for hire and he a black one. And bullet hole hoodies is the fashion. We in Harlem's paradise, delicate done. That I'm about to trade the mic for a magnum. Give up my life for Trayvon to have one. Cheer, cause this is bulletproof love. And you already know what a bulletproof does. So you can take it from a bulletproof thug. The hood got his back, dawg, bulletproof love. Blood thicker than mud. And who am I to judge if you get a gun in the club? Cause you already know what a bulletproof does. When the hood got your back, dog, bulletproof loves. Yeah, shout out to Pop, R.I.P. my brother. The streets is crazy nowadays. People say we don't need another hero, but now we got one. Whether you like it or not, Luke Cage, please believe it, sir. The streets got your back.
You already bulletproof love, baby. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is the Wallaby Kingpin. You know what I mean? It's all good. We out here in the Big L. That's London, baby. I'm coming from Shaolin, New York. Wu-Tang Clan. This is Ghostface Killer right now. I'm shouting out my homegirl, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy. You know what I mean? Y'all know what it is. Right here at the Food Bar. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to get my words right. I just came on stage. I'm kind of twisted right now. At the Food Bar, y'all. No doubt, Sarah Love. What's up, honey? You know what it is. Tell these niggas. One.
It's a lot of information to remember, you know, when you're saying the names of Sarah Love, My Sticky, Food Bar Radio.
Or Mike Diggy.
So, or Mike Diggy, yeah, also known as. What's up, Food Bar? This is Sarah Love. And today I'm joined by the one and only Chew That Infamice.
Aloha. How are you?
Good to have you here,
cool.
Chew.
I've just got back from Spain, so you can call me Chulio Iglesias.
Iglesias. Yes. Okay, we'll go with that for the rest of the show, yeah?
Yep.
Chulio Iglesias. Remember that? Was it Far Show?
Yeah.
But yes. And you know, on this show, we like to like spread the positivity here, Chew. Because,
well,
you know, I
do.
Just. Yeah. Oh, you like, you're the on the Debbie Downer vibes, I see.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
Devil's
and
advocate.
Proud.
No, I'm not really.
No.
Not always. If it's deserved, of course, spread the love. If not, nah.
Really? Because this
really?
Is the thing, I think with all situations in life, we can look at them as the glass half full or half empty.
Or empty. What are you?
Or
doing?
Empty.
I'll take you're full.
Well, I just don't see the point in striving to see things in any other way. I mean, it's not an easy task. I'm not saying it's an easy task, but, you know, I just think there's so many good things going on in the world as well that, you know, need a shout out because we just get so overwhelmed and swamped with all the nonsense videos people want to share you on Facebook of someone getting beaten up or stories of old ladies getting robbed and stuff, you know. But on the flip side, there's so many good things going on in the world, and that's why on this show every week we like to bring you
Big Up, Big Up.
And this week it's quite an important Big Up, because last week I forgot to mention and I did get some complaints.
Oh.
People hit me up and they were like, how come on the show you didn't Big Up Jeremy Corbyn?
It's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, oh.
Okay. Yeah, I can't really say anything because, yeah. He's probably one of the few politicians I don't actually mind.
And isn't that remarkable?
Yeah.
Because you know the thing with... Okay, so first of all, Jeremy Corbyn, the reason why, you know, I think he needs to get some kind of shout-out, because he stood up to the haters and he won the Labour leadership election by a landslide. And that's for the second time in the last couple months.
And with all the hate campaigns against him, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just been this dirty coup, like a proper witch hunt that he's been battling against. And it's like, now, the Labour Party is the largest political party in Europe.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I've got a quick shout out to Yvonne MacDonald as well, singer and like a bit of an advocate as well for Corbyn. I think she was out with him. Not like out with him, but out on a sort of a campaign thing or something. But yeah, it looked like he was quite a good laugh, man. They're having drinks and stuff. And so,
That's the thing. I think part of like his success is the same as with Obama. He's the kind of dude you can imagine having a chat with.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine having a chat, like, on a level with David Cameron.
No. You'd have a conversation, but it would just be dry as freaking
arseholes.
It would
be completely surface and plastic.
Yeah, there'd be no truth, nothing. It would just be a facade of a man.
Exactly, faking the funk. And, you know, in the more people have joined the Labour Party in the last 20 months than in the last 20 years.
Wow.
And this is all, you know, people being galvanised by Jeremy Corbyn. And, you know, it's like something like 180,000 people joined in 48 hours.
Dang.
Yeah. And yet still there's people in, you know, like all these children of Blair and like New Labour and stuff who still want to hate on him and say that he's unelectable. But obviously the figures are showing otherwise, you know. People, and I think with Corbyn, he's a real socialist. And this is like the ideas that he's promoting. So I just think it's hard to really front against the things that he's saying. Nah. It seems all pretty reasonable to me. Do you know what I mean?
He's one of the few who seems to be more for the people.
Mm. And so, yeah, I just think it's a total liberty and a proper shady, like how the media are just blatantly biased with their coverage of him, and they ain't really spreading the facts, which is, you know, that he's brought more people to his party than all of the parties in the UK combined.
Yeah.
which I think is kind of crazy. But really, this week, I wanted to send another big up to another Labour person. Like, seriously, this dude, Marvin Rees. Have you heard of Marvin Rees?
Who doesn't know Marvin Rees?
Exactly, too. I knew
big
that
Marv.
Was... Yeah.
Big Marv.
No, but Marvin Rees, man.
Big up, big up.
He became the mayor of Bristol, and he's the first black mayor of any European city.
Wow, that is pretty... It just makes it sound dodgy. It's good. It's
sounds
impressive.
Sounds dodgy.
It just sounds like they're filling a gap, man. I don't know.
Who's filling a gap?
Whoever, man. I don't know. If it's legit, then it's wicked because it's about freaking time. Do you know what I mean? But
why wouldn't it be legit? Because this is the thing. I mean, hip-hop is very... hip-hop is full of these political conspiracy theories,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, I like to take an agnostic stance. Like, I'm completely open to political conspiracy theories. Like, you know, a lot of people feel it's all just puppetry,
yeah.
You know, and it doesn't make a difference whether you vote or not.
I know, I think you should vote personally. There's a possibility that it means piss, but that's the only chance we've got, and we don't obviously know.
Exactly. I also think, you know, if it makes no difference if you vote or not, you might as well vote. And then you might as well vote for Jeremy Corbyn.
And I think you can... I don't know. I think it just gives you a leg to stand on to bitch about stuff as well. Or at least say that you've tried. You know what I mean? It's one of the few things I think we've actually got in our control. Whether it's actually heard, I hope it is. But, you know.
But yeah. Why would you think that the Bristol Marvin Rees, the homie Marvin Rees, is just like... what, this has been orchestrated by someone?
I don't know. Certain times... political agendas come into play, and I don't know, sometimes boxes need to be ticked. I don't know, this is complete conjecture. I'm not basing this on anything. I've done no research on it, but the fact his name is mentioned as the first, should it be
that's
that big?
Not important to mention.
Should it matter that much?
Well, I think it should, because when you look at like the demographic of somewhere like Bristol, you know, that's such a multicultural place. Like, that is the definition of Britishness, like the people, the melting pot that you have there. When you look at the history of Bristol with slavery, the immigration there and everything, really, it makes sense that the people who represent a town like that are representative of the people who live there. Like Marvin Rees, he grew up in St. Paul's, which is like a bit of a notorious area of Bristol. And he said, you know, I'm a descendant of Jamaican slaves, now I'm mayor of Bristol. And he was asked, did he sympathise with the view from some black people that politics was not relevant to their lives? And this is what he had to say. He said, I don't sympathise, I understand. If you're not getting the services you need or support you need, that you should be that should be the spur to action. I said to a friend the other day, if Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Gandhi, Mandela, Tutu, Paul Stevenson, if all those people waited for a perfect invite from the political structures before they stepped up and got involved, they'd still be waiting today.
You know what I was thinking about that, what he's actually achieved. I mean, so you say he's the first mayor in a European country. First black mayor in a European country.
First black mayor in any European city.
It's wicked, but it's also really scary. It's taking this long.
They're taking over!
Oh my God. Watch your backs, man. But it's crazy. It's taking this long, though.
I know, but...
I wonder how long he was actually campaigning to be mayor. As I say, I haven't done any research, unfortunately, but I'll be curious to know how long he campaigned for, who actually backed him. Wow, that's good though. It is really impressive. Really impressive.
And you know, I just think this isn't something that's really made like mainstream news as well. And so that's why I just think it's important that these watershed moments get marked. I know, speaking of Corbyn as well, I know Skinny Man's big Corbyn supporter.
Okay.
And I know Corbyn went down to Silver Bullet, which was the venue in Finsbury Park that was getting shut down. And he went there to show his solidarity for the social cleansing happening in Finsbury Park. So go on. And you know what? Jeremy Corbyn, everyone I know who's met him or who knows him says he is a proper cool dude. Like, he's a normal person.
He just looks like a nice guy, to be honest with you.
And you have to check out thtc.co.uk. Sorry, was that all right, Chief? thtc.co.uk. Because they were on the... Gav from the company, the founder of the company, he was on the show a few weeks ago. All of their products are made from, like, salvaged, recycled plastic, hemp and organic cotton and all this good stuff. It's all sweatshop-free and everything.
Wow,
but they're doing the official campaign T-shirts for the Jeremy Corbyn campaign.
Wow, fair play. Actually, just quickly, shout out to Climate Brothers as well. Similar kind of vibe as well. Sort of try and keep everything sort of eco-friendly and sort of socially friendly. Basically, you know, the they'll try and sort of employ ex-cons and stuff like that. Anyone who's sort of finding it hard to get work, you know, give them a bit of training, sort them out. So nice one, Climate Brothers, as well, man. Big up yourselves.
And so, yes, THTC, they're down with Corbin. They say he's a cool dude as well. So, we're down with THTC. So, you know what? Big up Marvin Rees. You've done a good thing, mate.
Nice
and
one,
we're appreciating you. Still to come up on the show, we are going to be getting into that Ghostface Killah interview. Chew this week is investigating for us.
Word.
I'm looking forward to hear about your question, hear the answers to this question. That last track that we just played, Adrian Young and Ali Shaheed Muhammad, that's Bulletproof Love. Featuring Method Man, and that's created in conjunction with the Netflix series Luke Cage, which I've not actually seen, but loads of my friends are like, this is the best thing ever, and it's so cool because all the episodes on the low are named after Gangstar songs.
Oh really?
Yeah, so it's kind of like this little salute
okay,
to the hip hop heads. But yeah, there's like enough hip hop on that soundtrack as well, so
R.I.P.
go
Guru.
Check it out, and loads of new good music for you to come, including this brand new fresh hot off the presses, Strange You. Loving those guys. It's FUBAR Radio.
Bulletproof mustache. Bulletproof mustache. Ayo, 12 little simians jumping upon the bed. One fell the fuck off, landed the bumped his head. His mother called the doctor, and this is what he said. Smoke dust to the ambulance, runs a red. Pandora, opening up the damn box. Dash a whale in the ocean like John Hancock. Damn, when he's finished grabbing his balls, he sat with a half a gram of some British amateur porn. He should really stand up, be a man and spark a nation. But his dick was titanium alloy with armor plating. Say he remained in the seat, calm and patient, trying to think about sandwiches, rats, Sarah Palin. On the street, rocking the dark halo, pay attention. He's skillfully dodging a Sharknado. They say it's quite pathetic for causing mega harm, but his brain is cybernetic like Schwarzenegger's arm. Skill of the man with golden meatballs will pop the eyes out of your skull like Total Recall. The grand sapient taste in the can, flavoring iller than Jean-Claude Van punching a damn alien.
Tried shooting at the bulletproof mustache, the bullet ricocheted and it rushed back, so fuck that. In the club, rest of my three Uzis, chopping the chick up in the bar with three boobies. In the stage, to rock a mean crowd, with a touch to make Bob Reynolds seem proud. Got him like wow. He's got a bulletproof mustache.
He plans to invade the cesspool planet in 9-3. We'll land it to find me. Long tour, Sally Yon, practicing Tai Chi. Calm like a Hindu cow. Look what you've got yourselves into now. I train for hours in the rain, in picturesque mountainous terrain. 60 reps in a set, smoking cigarettes in a vest. With a boulder on me pigeon chest, left the whole city in a mess, to save a single damsel in distress. Neck and whiskey on me, Bill depressed. Angry at God, but I'm still the best man for the job. Fuck a president's blessing, I win quiet wars with deafening weapons. You'll die before the lion roars. Fuck the credits, I don't like awards. I save us all while you shine your swords. Teabag the mothership with fireballs. Then hit the ground like a crash landing. I'm the last man standing like Van Damme dancing. Raise the weapon, teach the alien race a lesson. Jesse Ventura, Tash, circa 87. Swinging a bat like Freddie Flintoff. Brain dead, lawn mowing limbs off. Malnourished Rambo, karate chopping a mango. Into equal portions to feed the orphans. You want your planet saving, just ask. A man with a bulletproof mustache. You want your planet saving, just ask. A bulletproof mustache.
Bulletproof mustache. Bulletproof mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Drained You. Bulletproof Mustache. Featuring Lee Scott on that track. It's forthcoming from the album LP number 4080 on High Focus Records. I'm feeling Strange You, so I'm always excited to hear music from them guys.
Bit of a bulletproof theme you've got going there for the first two songs, eh?
It's true. I didn't actually plan that. You see, it just naturally happens.
Are you a DJ by any chance?
That is very true. You're tuning into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love. And this week in for my Stiggy, we have...
Choo!
Welcome, Chu.
Thank you very much.
And you know what time it is at this part of the show?
It's about that time. I'm not going to do Mice's Shaft impression. I just can't do it.
Well, we'll have the music.
Let's do it. I'm going to change up, though.
Are you doing it in the Tenerife style? What was it?
Julio Iglesias.
Julio Iglesias.
No, I wasn't. I was going to go, okay. So, yeah, this week, basically, I'm stepping in for Maestro Investigates, but I'm going to change it up. There's old school Chinese detective Charlie Chan. So I'm going to do like Charlie Chu investigate for you. Okay, so there's some things on time in life I don't write at all. But so I can't even maintain Chinese. I can't do Chinese accent.
Please,
it's really bad.
Please, no.
I can't do it. So yeah, anyway, right. So basically, there's certain things in my life pretty much on the daily, it frustrates me. So I'm not going to give up the question straight away, but here's a little clue. Someone said they put a Quran cover on whatever book they're reading, and that helps them. So... that's a little hint for you guys.
Cryptic.
Very fucking cryptic, eh?
But what has led to you asking today's investigation question?
Because I think I'm a bit aggressive in my general demeanour for when I try and approach the question or the answer for my question. So sometimes I just, I think I might overreact. I'm trying to find a different way, a bit more peaceful way of solving a wee problem I have on the daily.
Okay.
So yeah. Yeah. Can you, is there anything you
want? Well, give us more, too.
Do you want to give me another, okay. How do I do it? I don't know. It's generally anywhere, really. It could happen anywhere, literally anywhere. I would probably say anyone who sort of travels in public would understand me walking on busy streets. Yeah, or random parties or clubs. Or watching a gig, a hip-hop show.
Okay.
So, yeah, and people basically... they're all around, man. They're all around.
Okay.
So what do I do? How do I avoid these people?
What's this, agoraphobia?
Nah, definitely not agoraphobia. I'm on the other side, I think. What was the other one? Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia
from people. Pretty much. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Oh, no, get involved, man. Just spread the word. Break down the story for us. So tell us.
Okay, so for me, basically what annoys me immensely is people just getting, like, invading my personal space. So that's the question, people. I need to find out how do you make people avoid invading your personal space? I think I'm just a bit too aggy. Shoulders out, elbows out. And yeah, just shoulder checking people. So
basically what you're asking people is how do you make people... get out of your personal space.
Yeah, but when they invade it, there's a difference between entering your personal space and invading your personal space.
Invading.
Yeah, so how do you stop people invading?
Brexit.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So yeah, how do you stop these people invading your space? I tell you, you kick them out. You don't stand for it. You unite under one nation, one flag.
Sovereignty.
That's right. I've got my sovereigns right there. So yeah, that's basically it. How do you avoid people invading your personal space? Let me know.
I would say in London, what, it's like 12 million people live in London or something. So it's kind of a problem that's, if you live in London, it's an ongoing issue.
But that's that fine line between entering and invading. There's accidental entrance, into your personal space. But there's other times it's just blatantly full on. They're not caring. I'll give you one of my things which freaking riles me. If you're on your phone, if you're Instagramming, Facebooking, tweeting, updating, texting, I don't really care. If you're not losing your peripheral vision, I'm body checking you. I'm not moving out of the way for you just because whatever you're writing or texting is that important.
And then that's that split second that you and that person share, then you just hope that they took that seed and it's
no,
going to flower
won't.
Into they're, their life. They're
no
going to learn
way.
The lesson there.
They're too self-absorbed.
I know, that's
why
the
they're going to get taken out.
I would say one of the key places as well is the tube.
Tube and pavements.
Pavement. I know that we need to kind of draw some Ten Commandments.
Some guidelines.
About,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. About pavement.
If you're looking down,
conduct.
I've got no issue for you looking down, but use your peripheral. For you to expect that everyone else is going to move for you because you're not looking, tough.
That does my head in
that
when it's like people
me.
Walk down the street as though they're the only person on yeah. the street, or when there's a group of people and it's like, okay, so am I just meant to step into the road?
I'll go into the road while the
yeah,
six of you.
I'll risk my life.
It also it's couples as well, couples with buggies. I know it's sweet, it's wicked, you've got family, but if I'm walking towards you, the dude, whoever's not pushing it, can step behind just briefly.
Just step off.
All right, you know, it's not going to break your family, you know, circle by walking behind.
No.
Well,
yeah. Oh, I'm feeling the passion, Jim. I'm feeling the fire. Thomas has hit us up. He emailed us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. He said, "Hey, Chu, don't shower for a few days. No one will come near you."
I don't know if you said it as "Hey, Chu."
hey.
I don't think Thomas was implying that.
Hey, Chu, this is Thomas again. I had a great time.
Don't
this
wash.
Weekend.
Don't wash.
Yes.
No, yeah, I've tried that.
Yeah? I think people seem to be trying that all the time when you're on the tube.
I got strong pheromones, my friend.
Armpits in the air, right in your nose
if you're
business.
If you know that you haven't sprayed before you played, man, why are you holding the top one for, man? Just hold the normal bar.
But I'm not even... I have theory. We need to do some serious medical tests about it because I'm not sure whether people can smell their own BO.
No, you can't. There's not, I really think you can.
I guess it depends the level of potency. Well, this is me trying to give benefit of the doubt, you see.
I think you're always aware. You might not think you smell it as bad as you are, as you do, but you definitely, you've got
you
to
stink.
Know. You smell, man.
Yeah,
you smell.
And you know it. You're in denial.
What?
Accept it.
Just thinking about off-key smells makes me... Anyway.
Heave.
Yeah, yeah. I'm better with sight. Smells... That's not for me.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
There are many situations... You know the other one, actually? I'm a keen swimmer. Okay. So I think, yeah, actually this weekend, I think I overdid it a little bit on the training.
Okay.
Because my dream is to do a triathlon. So right, this is going to happen one day.
I'm woman. Let's go.
So yeah, yesterday I was jogging and swimming. I didn't cycle yesterday, but the swimming...
Weak.
Again, I know, it's slack. It's slack. No, but the swimming, this is the thing where it's like, I think there should be rules, first of all, about adults splashing in the swimming pool. Like, there's got to be an age cutoff where you can't splash beyond a certain amount.
Okay.
You know, when you're above a certain age, it's not allowed.
Well, depends
that's
how long
just antisocial.
It depends how long the splashing game goes on for, surely.
The whole time they're swimming!
Oh, okay, then no, that's not cool.
Yeah, okay. It's all like, right. You've got serious swimmers like me with dreadlocks who don't want to get their hair wet, you know.
Do you not wear the... cap?
There's not one
built no
for these.
Well, there you go. Anyone is out there who's designing swimming hats, make sure you can
no, that's why I'm strictly
you breaststroke
yes,
all the way
yes
okay
pause. And then there's but then the other thing is in the swimming lanes, people that don't want to share a swimming lane, it's like, look, if we all just share and share alike, the world will be a happier place. But they want to act like they've got a swimming lane to themselves.
And I'm assuming people drift even worse in a swimming lane than they do walking on a pavement.
Yeah, because then they can do that whole pretend of, like, I didn't see you, I'm not looking, I'm just, yeah. It is the same issues as
and
you
where
encounter
you on that?
The
so
pavement.
You want them to get out of the way. So isn't there normally a slow lane, though? I thought they've got a slow lane.
The slow, medium, fast.
All right, and which lane do you normally partake in?
Whichever one is empty.
Okay, either way, just go in.
I just make my own rules. So really, I'm just contradicting everything we're trying to iron
yeah,
out.
Yeah, okay, all right, I see. So,
no,
yeah.
But you know, it's like, all you need to do is 1 second, you just swim a little bit to the side and then everybody's happy.
But not if you're a new swimmer, though, you gas out, don't you? That one break in your stroke? Oh, yeah. Surely that's quite, doesn't that muck you up, I figure? I'm not a clean swimmer.
Just get out of my way.
That's fair enough. Okay. And also, when you're doing your Iron Man thing, is it an Iron Woman then? How's it work? Or do you just go under one umbrella? It's Iron Woman.
I think so,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty sick when you see the triathlon at the Olympics. It's like a proper scrap, like where they are fully
out.
On the they're like,
elbows
look,
out.
If you get in my way, I got to get to that bicycle. If you're in my way... You're putting your own life at risk.
That's elbows out, just like James Cole as well. Nice one, dude, forgetting that. And Beats on Loud.
Elbows. No, but the concerts, that's another one, yeah, where you need to learn. It's
really?
Oh, so Chu,
really?
Actually.
Strength,
so me and Chu bumped into each other at the Artifacts Edo G Rex show that was happening at Jazz Cafe the other week.
Yeah, so if anyone's been listening to Sarah, most people know Sarah's pretty chill. It's all about love and positive vibes and all that, which is massively true. There's no lie there. However, if you're at a jam, there's a different Sarah out on the sound. So basically, I said hello very briefly.
Getting me in trouble, though.
I figure she's chilled. We're just watching a set. It's cool.
I'm excited
to
see Artifacts.
I walk back. And then see, this basically, this girl was hammered. I'm not going to pretend. She was absolutely faced. I mean, I thought she chatted to Mandy as well as drink, but she was just alcohol, man, just fucked.
Not really paying attention to the show.
Anyway, so she's doing the sort of, you know, falling over people, that kind of vibe. Anyway, so first instance, there's a little bit of a push, quite a big push, to be fair, into Sarah. Sarah turns around. I couldn't hear anything, so I'm only going by facial expressions. No idea what was said. But from facial expressions, like, oh, look, you know what? Your friend's a bit pissed. I'm trying to watch the thing. Do you mind if you just step back a bit? Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah, sorry. Cool. All good. Sarah turns around, watching the show again. She does it again, probably, granted, under like 10 seconds after that little friendly warning or advice. Happens again. Sarah then turns around. The face is very, very fucking different. There's no Earth Mother going on. It was like, as I say, I didn't hear anything, but it looked like, if you touch me again, I'm going to fuck you up. That's pretty much what it looked like. And then I think
That
resolved the situation, yeah. They moved her to the far end of the stage, which was actually quite good for everyone around us. So nice one, Sarah. So that's how...
I'm working for the interests of the greater community.
Of the universe. Yeah, of the universe. Not just because you're trying to watch it with anyone shoving you in your back. But yeah, that was...
No, I mean, she was like virtually horizontal, thinking I'm like a lamppost up in the club to lean on, man.
What did you actually say? Because the face was fuck off and die. I don't actually know. I can't lip read.
I can't remember what I said. I was like, listen, it's
hey,
love,
it's really
man.
Cool, man. Please just stand over there. Just stand over there, please. Yeah, yeah, sure thing. That was the first one.
The first line is non-verbal. It is just the look of the death stare. Yes. It's like that Bruce Lee kind of like, are you sure you want to take it there sort of thing. I can't. It wasn't that harsh.
I don't know.
I completely forgot about it. Until she was like, I don't want to cross you at a hip-hop
show. Holy shit, man. Don't talk to Sarah, man. If she's watching the set, if it's during the set, if it's in between DJ bit, talk to her. If she's watching it, don't chat to her, which makes sense as well.
When I've waited for this show, the Artifact show, for so many years.
How many freaking years, I know.
And it's like, you can see I want to see the show and you're just like killing my whole vibe. But what do you guys say?
Indeed.
How do you deal with these situations? I'm talking about, for me, it's the swimming pool, it's the hip-hop concert, it's
pavements,
Pond Road, all kinds of places. But what's your question, Chief? Put it to the people one more
time. So basically, my question is, how do you stop people invading your personal space? Earlier I said I put a Quran cover, as my mate Will saying, he puts a Quran cover in whatever book he's reading. He's of Asian descent. So hilariously, he pretends that he's Muslim.
And Paul Clark has hit us up on twitter.com/foodbarradio. And he says, wear a UKIP t-shirt. That should isolate you nicely. You know what, Paul? I'm not so sure anymore. People seem to be getting a little bit too desensitized to them fools.
Well, you might bring some people really close to you and go, yeah, I'm with you, mate.
Do you know what I
mean?
I
know exactly what you're talking about.
Sovereignty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are the two, like, opposite ends. There's, what is the UKIP t-shirt and the Quran cover on book you read on.
And Tyler said his Vote Trump shirt works as well, so.
Again, but that would concern me, are the people who'd be like, yes, I'm with you, sister.
Well, just to pretend.
Well, I think they'd just be baffled if they saw me in the UKIP t-shirt.
Okay.
No, actually, there are some, like, black people, Asian people who, publicly supporting. Supporting you, those people need a hug, man. Or they need that death stare like that girl at the Artifacts concert. But hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Still to come, we're going to be getting into this Ghostface Killah interview. Plus, we're going to be joined by the Artifacts DJ. That's DJ Chaos. He's going to be in the studio soon. You're tuned into Foodbar with myself, Sarah Love, and Chew That. But right now, some brand new comment for you.
We go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man. Black children, they childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language. Stole again. Who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the lamp for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow. Made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave blocks. Now we slaves to the blocks, on them we spray shots. Leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach stay in a knot. We kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. War! And a battle with us. I know that black.
Black lives matter, do they matter to us? These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water, it flint the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roles are to help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Ava's, Ta-Nehisi's, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes. We refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin. We write our own story, Black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that they're important. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and wait and wait and where he come from and what and where he come from.
Hot damn, Black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherited from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Licking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it God's speed that we travel at? Endangered in our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project for, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express it too. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing you. It make the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They trying to pipe us to your political parties. Invite us instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights us. Fought in your wars and our wars. You put a nigga in Star Wars. Maybe you need two. And then maybe then we'll believe you. See Black people in the future. We wasn't sit there to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including Black Americans.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and where he come from. Where you come from?
We are rewriting the Black American story. 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 We are rewriting the Black American story.
Pretty smooth, huh?
Nice. I like that.
You like that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you like my American accent?
That was really good. Thank you very much. That was spot on New Jersey accent. That voice you... Sorry, that last track was Common, produced by Kareem Riggins and Robert Glasper. And it's called Black America Again, featuring Stevie Wonder.
Right.
That's from his new album, which is entirely produced by Kareem Riggins. On that track as well, apparently, there's Chuck D and MC Lighter on the ad-libs. And then they got the J-Rock on the cut. And also, yeah, some James Brown business going on there. And speaking of J-Rock on the cut, we have another... fine American DJ in the place to be with us. This time representing the East Coast. We're joined by the one and only DJ Chaos.
What's going on, peoples? What's going on?
Oh, it's so lovely to have you here. And this is only been arranged in the last couple hours. Just like, woo! Chaos.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
So yeah, I saw you at the Jazz Cafe last week, and I was just trying to think. That was the first time I probably seen you. I'm just trying to think, when was the time before? Was it as much as 10 years ago?
Yeah, it had
probably.
To be. Yeah, definitely. Probably in the city or over here? It had to be in the city somewhere, right?
Maybe we did see each other like in New York, because I was thinking maybe it was here. But yeah, no, I think we did see each other in New York maybe about 7 years ago or something like that. Either way, way too long.
Yeah, definitely. Glad to be back out here in London, man. It's dope.
So lovely to see you again. But for those who don't know, breakdown, who is DJ Chaos?
DJ Chaos. I am the DJ for the rap group, The Artifacts. Brick City, New Jersey, we in the building, man. That's what's up.
Brick City kids, man.
Yes, definitely.
How did the whole link up with Artifacts in the first place come about?
I mean, with me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know them guys from back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like when it was that's them, you know, that was the first name of their group. And you know, I see Tame on the train and L on the train and on the bus downtown. Like, we meet up in New York. And it was so funny because, they had Rock Radio, you know, rest in peace, my man. That was their DJ at the time. But that's when he had to come and go win the DMC. And so I seen L on the bus one day.
What year are you saying?
Yeah, that was 95. Yeah, 95, exactly.
The
golden
era of the DMCs, man.
Wow.
That's when Radio won. But he had to go win it, and they had a tour. So he was like, yo, what you doing? We need a DJ. I was like, okay, cool. So after that, we started working on the second album. That's then I started doing cuts, and the rest is history.
And that's how we first met, was at this party that Mice and I used to run in London called Kung Fu. And you came through to perform. That was classic. I mean, that was a wicked moment for us to have this is so live. And it was, and to see you guys at Jazz Cafe the other week.
Oh yeah,
you know, and seeing proper grown men who were excited like little girls. You know, because it's people feel like they've been waiting so long for this Artifacts show.
And you know what it is, a lot of people are just really seeing us perform. You know what I mean? Because you know, once we split in '97. It's been a long time, and you know, we recently got back together in 2009. So there's still a lot of people who haven't seen us as a group, and some people don't even know we were a group. Yeah. They know Tame from solo stuff, and they know L from solo stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So when they see us together, they're like, wait, y'all were a group? What? What's this song? And yeah, so it's real dope, man.
If you don't want to ask, it's a bit personal. So when they did break up, obviously you're working with both of them. Where did your lawyers love me? Did you have a tough decision or?
It was I was still just a neutral guy. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Cool. But it was just me and L, he lived more in my neighborhood at the time, and we just, you know, did more work. He got me more work. I worked with Tame on his first two singles. I did scratches for him.
Remember Keep It Love? Keep It Live?
Yeah, Keep It Live, yep.
I got that 12, baby.
Mm-hmm, yep, Fat banger. Beats, yep.
Yep.
Word up. So we just kept going from there. L started putting out more records and I would do the cuts. We had my man P Original, who was doing the beats for us at the time. Yeah, so
Dang. And was that on you and Haagen-Dazs as well?
No, when we was Haagen-Dazs, that was we were still a group then.
Was that you doing the cuts though?
Oh yeah, I did the cuts on
Sick.
That.
Sick.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Nah, man, that was dope. Oh, sorry, this is just a random one as well. Just if you don't want to answer again, you don't have to.
No, that's cool.
How come Tame One didn't do his verse on Haagen-Dazs?
Wait. You know what?
No request.
Did you remember that?
But no, it's funny because
that's one of my favorite bars.
We were in Switzerland, on this run, and he just one night was like, "Yo, I'm gonna do my verse to Haagen-Dazs." He's like, word? So he did it one night, and like, I didn't know. So we might continue to, you know, add his verse on. And
okay,
so,
right, yeah. Man, that was just that's a fanboy thing, man, right there, man.
Nah, that was
boy
dope.
James Cole. I just wanted to hear it, man. It's like our favorite verse.
Mm, but okay, cool. No, cool, that cool. was a lot of fun, that show. And yeah, wicked. A lot of just the atmosphere was so wicked. And then, yeah, just the chance to finally see artifacts together on stage. Like, you mentioned the DMC. The other last week was also the DMC World Final. Did you know?
Oh, not out here?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
But this is what's trippy, isn't it? Because I feel like back in the day, you'd know that it was like, there was this massive build up and anticipation to the final, and oh my God, like this is happening.
Exactly.
Like when you think of those days when, like, when Raider and, you know, were dominating and all that kind of that era of DJing and stuff.
It's, man, like, it's a couple of cats out here who still get busy, but just like the whole battle scene, it's just
changed, man.
Yeah,
it's changed. Shortcut. Those days are gone, man.
But the whole battle set, like, how do you feel then about DJing now? Because, I mean, you were there on the, you know, you were on ground zero, like, in that golden era, too.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like, I still love it. Like I said, like, still, like, a lot of cats I like Precision. He's dope, you know what I'm saying? And, like, what's the girl name? I forgot her name. To just
she was misannounced as the winner.
Exactly.
I'm ashamed of myself that I'm getting her name out. Yeah, but she was announced as the U.S. Winner, but then it was
Well, like, you know, like you said, it used to be a massive, you know, like, oh snap, the DMC. So like, I didn't even know like the finals was going on. Like, did you know who won? Like.
I do know who you are. It was DJ Yuto of Japan and apparently he did. I actually missed his routine, unfortunately.
Oh,
but yeah,
okay.
He did. Apparently, it was like some groundbreaking thing. But what was really fresh is they had the Scratch Pickles there today, a performance.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like Cuba and DJ Shortcut and D-Styles. They did like
well.
A little showcase too.
That had to be dope.
D-Styles and Cuba, man.
And it was crazy because earlier this year, DJ Shortcut, he put a post up of. The battle that happened between Invisible Scratch Pickles and Executioners.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was there.
Yeah!
He was there.
It's 20 years to the day since arguably the greatest battle of all, a DJ battle of all time. And it was just, honestly, I was reading his post. So I was like, wiping the tears from my eyes. It was too emotional. But I mean, and you were there.
I was there, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
There, front center, like, yo, yes.
Because it was so exciting then. And then also just to see people when you think that time pre-Serato, that was all with stickers switching pieces of vinyl
all
of that era, and then also just the whole performance of it, like when you're like, looking at the other team, like, you know,
like you had to sit down, like they all sat down and, you know, constructed those routines back then, you know what I'm saying? You had to be on point.
Did anyone sort of teach you how to cut, or were you just self-taught? Who'd you get your tips from?
I just watched everybody coming up from Grandmaster J to Grandmaster Flash, and you know, I just followed everybody. So yeah, it was dope.
Do you still try and learn any sort of new techniques or anything like that, or is there anything out there?
No, you could always practice. You know, like I like to practice and still, you know, improve my cuts and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm a huge DJ Scratch, Jazzy Jeff fan. You know, on some party rock and stuff, but still get busy. You know, what I'm saying, with tricks and all that. So yeah, those are like the two guys that I still love is doing it right now.
Mm. And so did you grow up in Newark?
In Newark?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. So would you say that your accent is like a bona fide Newark accent?
Well, yeah, it's totally different from New York.
Okay, break that down. How is it? Because there's some people, they can't tell the difference between Canadian and American accents. So what's the difference then between New Jersey and New York accent?
Because, you know, like, you can tell a Queens cat from Sun Dunn, you know what I mean? You could tell like a Brooklyn cat, you know what I mean? But Jersey cats, we just got a whole nother, like, word up, you know what I mean? Like, our style is just, you know, our talk and everything is totally different, so.
But what about pronunciations? Are there any words where it's like, you know, you'd hear the blatant difference to our untrained ears?
Offhand, I can't think of nothing, but it's so much, like, even like the way we dress and everything. So yeah, you could tell there's a different,
you go by the vibe, aren't you?
Oh, y'all from Jersey. Vibe,
okay. And that's also what's dope with artifacts, because you guys are like bona fide representatives, you know, you're like a cornerstone of New Jersey hip-hop.
Yeah, you know, like, and it's funny because like a lot of people still think that we from New York. Y'all from New York? Like, no, we're from Jersey. Like,
recognized.
Yeah, you know, Redman, Doors of the Underground, Naughty, Latifah. You know, like, that's our circle. We all came up in that era doing the same thing. So,
Do you still speak to Red at all?
Oh yeah, Red. Actually, we did hip hop camp.
Oh shit!
This year with him and all. Yeah, he was out there with us. So yeah, we seen him.
I need to get back out there.
Oh yo, it was bananas, yo. Like yeah. That was dope for us. Like yeah.
Yeah, and it's like an empowering show to go to Hip Hop Camp because it's that reminder, especially coming from the States. A lot of people I speak to, they're like, you know, just overwhelmed to hit up hip hop, be in the middle of nowhere in Europe, and it's like, wow, there's thousands of underground heads out here.
It's
man.
Like a big hip hop Woodstock to me. That's what it was like. Word up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's wild. And then also, L has been telling me about this new project he's got in Forces.
Oh yeah, with K-Def. Yeah, yeah, that's out now. Yeah, on Redef Records. It's like an EP. I think it got like 6 joints on it. It's dope. Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought let's play something from that right now for the people before we get into our interview with Ghostface very soon too. Cool. You a fan of Ghostface Killah?
Oh, always, definitely. He's one of my favorites out of the Wolf.
Yeah.
It's him then the Jizzer for me.
Yeah. Wow, yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll talk more about that in a second. And also Chu is doing an investigation today as well. So we're gonna ask you Chu's investigation question and get a New Jersey type answer. Yeah. I want to see how New York will on this kind of issue as well. But this is Food Bar Radio. Keep it locked right here. We're joined by DJ Chaos straight out of New Jersey, representing the Artifacts. We're going to be hearing this interview with Ghostface Killah of Wu-Tang Clan coming up very soon. But first, let's play you this brand new Enforcers. That's Elder Sensei and K-Def.
Cooking up some shit. Gather round and post up. Pour your drink and make a toast and be merry for the close up. Yeah. Most what? Niggas fiend foe on the slide. So I take the time out to bomb out and clarify that. Niggas play the role and some niggas bring the soul. But by now we know the difference in this particular goal. So search and dig deep like vinyl, the beats are right. Shit, you call nostalgia out of order when I lift the mic. No bit of this, so I consider this an annual. Grand sample of how obstacles are handled. And put to good use, so get a gander at the booklet. And follow guidelines. And not to fuck with the crooked.
Yeah, yeah.
Now here to bore you with my industry woes. Roll with the blows and steadily grow to capture the glow and celebrate with regular dates. Book state to state. Snatching up the paper every way to fail safe. Yeah. Not that Arab is tight. Class by myself, nigga, pass the mic.
Yeah.
Normal, street, regular technique. Beats authentic, we all in it, the recipe. Not that Arab is tight.
What up?
Class by myself, nigga, pass the mic.
Alright.
Normal. Regular technique, beats authentic, we all in it, the recipe.
Yeah. I'm strong in my spot, so I learned to get it cracking. Single after single, so the bio's never lacking. Snapping braggadocia, things that you supposed to embellish as a youngster and master when you're older. To me, this signifies a true MC. Move the crowd and move me. Blast loud like old toolies. Sue me for my passion and my arrogance. But I'm from the past tense, when everyone now was absent. Now, I won't complain, it's not the essence in the song. Just hit a revel in the treble, subtle things and subtle wrongs. Separate myself, now a seasoned vet. Different cards dealt, so better place your bet. Steps never take light. Bark hard and grab the crotch. Boxing strong arms, top dogs to get up in the spot. Nowadays, I got it locked and enthused. Bring the brand new attitude and bless the whole magnitude. Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Not that Arab is tight. Class by myself, nigga, pass the mic. Normal, street, what up? Regular technique. What up? Beats authentic, we all in it, the recipe. Not that Arab is tight. Class by myself, nigga, pass the mic.
Yeah.
Normal, street, regular technique. Beats authentic, we all in it, the recipe.
Yeah.
Not that Arab is tight. Class by myself, nigga, pass the mic. Normal, street, regular technique. Beats authentic, we all in it, the recipe. Not that Arab is tight. Class by myself, nigga, pass the mic. Normal, street, regular technique. Beats authentic, we all in it, the recipe.
I'm totally ready. That was the recipe. It's Elder Sensei, produced by K-Def. They got a new group called Enforcers. And right now, we're joined in the studio by DJ Chaos, straight out of New Jersey.
What's going on? What's going on? I'm here, peoples.
And what else has been happening in the DJ Chaos world then?
You know, like, I'm just trying to do these parties now. We just finished up this tour with Rex and Ed OG, you know, so... Been doing that. And
how did that go?
Yo, it was mad fun.
No bias.
It was crazy, but it was fun.
How long were you on that? Because it was quite a long run.
We started like the 2nd of September and just finished up the last show like 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
And her. Yeah.
So you've been all over Europe then?
Yeah, we did Switzerland, Austria, Germany, Paris, London, Amsterdam.
Yeah. Yeah, standard.
Yeah.
Normally people
and Denmark. Yeah, we did Denmark too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's been good being out on the road.
Yeah, you know, it's a little rough at times, but you know,
yeah,
it's a lot of fun though, definitely.
But this is partly what we sign up for. You got to take the rough with the smooth.
Yeah, definitely.
So when you're going back to the Brick City, what's the first thing you're gonna do?
Oh, wow. The first thing I do when I get back to the Bricks is just probably get like some breakfast food or something.
What's
like
your breakfast food?
Like some grits and turkey bacon and toast and scrambled eggs. Like, yeah, like just a proper good,
good feed.
Some pancakes or something. Like.
Have you ever had a proper English fry up?
No, I haven't.
That sounds like I don't need
it. I don't want to.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, what does it consist of?
Oh, you don't know? Because it's funny. Have you ever heard of baked beans?
Yes.
Okay, because often Americans are like, why would you eat beans on toast? Like, to them, they're just perplexed.
I think I've seen something like that.
You've seen it, but you didn't go near it.
Yeah.
So from a safe distance.
What, black pudding? Do you know black pudding?
Oh, Jesus.
Nah.
There's no
racial
undertone
here. You don't
need
to know about black pudding.
Nah.
Yeah, it ain't part of the movement, you know, for liberation either, unfortunately.
No, it's not. There's no.
There's no black power.
It's just black pudding.
Black pudding is pork blood, pig blood. That is fried. Whoa. That is
Whoa.
It, isn't it?
Yeah.
Black pudding, yeah.
Sure
no.
No.
I think people, yeah. I've never tried it. I think people love it. You're down with the black pudding too?
Hey, man, I'm Chinese, man. I'll eat whatever's in front of me, man. I'll try it. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're going to have to sort you out of a proper
bubble
English
squeak.
Fry.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Bubble, yeah, bubble
and
squeak.
Bubble and squeak. Yeah, we'll sort you out. Don't you worry, son.
Chaos is looking a bit worried.
I got to figure that out. Yeah, hey, look, man, I'll try it, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And, so you're locked into Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love. This week, Mice is away, so I'm joined by...
Chudet.
And Chu is investigating on Mysac Hayes's...
That's right. So I'm doing the Charlie Chan Investigate. I can't maintain the Chinese accent very long. So, yeah, basically, so DJ Chaos, my question to you is what I'm putting out to the nation, trying to get some sort of feedback. I'm trying to learn to deal with these situations in a more calm way. So how do you stop people invading your personal space?
Invading my personal space, meaning
deep,
like...
right?
Like if I'm out and about somewhere,
yep,
or
even if you're DJing, whatever it is.
I mean, for me, I like to swim, and I was saying, you know, when you're swimming in the swimming pool, but people don't want to share the space, they don't want to share the love, and there's like, come on, man, do you really need me to kick you in the throat?
Yeah, we're gonna continue.
Or when you're walking down the street and people don't want to share the pavement, the sidewalk.
Oh yeah, that's just rude. Like, come on, man, like.
But how do you negotiate these situations?
You know it's
going to
happen, so how do you stop it?
I'm going to keep it moving type person. Like, yo, I get some elbows in. And, like, if I got my knapsack, like, especially being on a crowded train.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, so I just had my backpack on, like, yo, move. Like, let me get this area right here. You got all that over there, so.
Start humming Ludacris. Like,
have you ever had anyone just leaning on your knapsack then?
Oh, yeah. So no, leaning on me. Not even on my knapsack. Like, just, like.
Get the.
I'm like, dude, like, yo, I know it's kind of tight, but like, yo, don't give me extra, you know, like, I'm going to give it back to you.
Yeah, okay, good. Yep.
Yeah. No, because this is what happened to me at the Artifact Show. Girls
did you not see it? Sorry if Sarah distracted you from your set.
Oh, wow.
She lost the plot briefly.
No, I didn't. No, but you see how it lasted for like 60 seconds. I just gave her the Bruce Lee stare and the Steven Seagal kind of look.
You may think Steven Seagal. It looked like, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to put your teeth in the back of your head if you touch me again.
Isn't that Steven Seagal? No.
Steven Seagal would be quite chubby a little bit. If I could reach
you. Did she get the message?
Yeah, she did disappear.
From the centre of the stage all the way left near the exit doors. That's how.
But
that's how
intimidation
cold
wasn't
Sarah's
my objective. But yes, I guess sometimes that's the way it goes, isn't it, Chu? But what are people telling you? Because we like to share these life hacks, especially when you live in a big city like London. It's like, you know, you're constantly it's dog eat dog.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
So how do you get all through it? What are people saying?
So I've got one rap out of the Bass Kings. I don't know if you've heard of these guys, but hopefully you'll get to hear them soon. Yeah, one of the Bass Kings basically says, put your hand on their chest or shoulders a warning shot, which is fair. If they keep advancing, hit them with a front kick to the chest.
Okay. Ooh. Plain and simple.
There we go.
Okay. So where does that person live?
That's South London, just so you know. So avoid South. Obviously, avoid South anyway. It's not very nice. No, I'm joking. Anyone down South, man. I've got love for South. We've got love for South.
This is all pretty violent.
Okay, well, it's because you've got to protect yourself, and you've got to protect your neck. So Saf, he's saying he's brown, which means he's Asian. Asian. And
is that the
so he wears hoodies with caps sometimes. Okay.
Really,
that's it. Really standard
just
procedure.
Simple as that.
Hood up, and that's it. You can get away with everything. And my sister, my skin and blister, what's up? How you doing, sister? She has my nephews as well, Oz and Elliot. She basically would use a selfie stick, which is fair. People would definitely walk away
just
from
it. Just
what to hit them
or
with.
Or just taking a picture of the selfie stick where you're just like...
Maybe she's pretending to do martial art moves as well, person. So people just avoid it. And then cough a lot and scratch. Scratch your balls. That's from... Okay, I'm not going to say who that was.
So basically just generally acting like a weirdo people want to get away from.
Brief date.
That's it. Shout out to Lifty Fingers. Just sent us a bit of an essay.
Yeah, it's pretty good though. It's more about the having Reese, Marvin Reese as mayor, which is as a black mayor.
Because the other day we had the first black mayor elected in any city in Europe.
Oh, okay.
That happened
that
in Bristol. So, we think it's quite a big deal. But then some people are saying, why should it be a big deal if they're black?
As long as he fits...
Because at the moment, we have the first Muslim mayor in London. And people are like, this shouldn't even be a topic to mention that it's the first Muslim mayor.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if it's the first, why not? You know, like... it is something to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Rather than all the other nonsense and Debbie Downer stuff out there.
Well, pretty much. Nowadays, yeah. Anything good you could talk about now is like word.
It's definitely something to celebrate. You're right. And Lifty's sort of saying the same sort of thing. But it depends what he does in power, basically. It's wicked that he's got there.
Hopefully he'll look out
actually
for the
do
people.
Something.
It could be good and it could go bad, so...
Yeah, you need to do the right thing. Thank you, Lifty Fingers, for your message. Yeah.
So it's got R.I.P. Bull Nunn, man. Radio Raheem.
Oh, yes, I did see that.
Gutted,
man. Radio Raheem, like a mud chucker, man.
I did see that.
Yeah, he was a good dude, good actor, too.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Bull Nunn, R.I.P., baby.
But send your messages through to us in the studio, hiphop@fubarradio.com. Right now, we're joined in the studio by DJ Chaos straight from New Jersey. He's going to be chilling with us. We have the open mic coming up later in the show. And right after this, we're going to be getting into our interview with the one and only Ghostface Killer! But first, let's play you something from Dabla, who was on the show a couple weeks ago. It's Fubar, Keep Locked.
When you wanna give it like I won't bite, like I won't retaliate with a throat strike. Might wanna consider pushing the boat out. Shit, I'm gonna get down like a hose pipe. In the middle of summer flooding the whole block. New money be killing all of the old off. Should be happy, you're lucky you never sold out. He just came in and killed it and then he bowled off. Pull a number on anybody that wanna know. Swinging from the top of the building, signature on the mold. Gotta keep it moving to get in the wherever I wanna go. Spit it on the track and I whip round like Monaco. Blow, whole budget on a class B. Dealing with everything that you nasty. Put a middle finger for anybody to pass me. Manifully fledging the pleasure to keep it nasty. Plus I'm bridging a big gap now. Wrap round, fuck a lolly and cover the background. Did it like it was lit in Italy when I sat down. All these little bitches are feeling it like a pat down. Wow, how my life done changed in a big way. And I managed to remain unscathed beyond me. It's funny how I stage on blaze and unfazed while everybody gaze like a zombie. You lot are stuck in a time warp. Can never see you treading on the levels that I walk. I ever see you moving in the circles of my sort. Right on my time short. They didn't fucking bother to try to talk. I've heard it, then I had to word it. Hell do you say? Shit's been murdered, dicks inserted. Blips on the screen don't even exist unless you observe them, get me. Stick them in a dish, no bigger than a Petri. Fuck a white coat, can't test me. Fuck a blue collar with a Pepsi. Why so tetchy? Me and a bottle of that Pretzky, see you tomorrow when that gets me. Oppa, man, I'm gonna move like the Prince of Zamunda. Telling me the royal penis is clean while I'm humming that theme by Timon and Pumbaa. Everything's smooth and nimble. Might get moved for your two shoes, both your socks, your laptop, tablet, and Kindle. And catch a middle finger symbol. Or we could just keep it simple. Sit down and eat some Pringles, talk bullshit, and spit some waffle all over these instrumentals. While we're getting all weird and experimental, like, yeah. Be on a shadow of a doubt, I pull it out. You don't want to about. I've been around, never been a drought. If you didn't get it before, to get it now. Now you're dealing with a smooth commitment now. Be on a shadow of a doubt, I pull it out. You don't want to
the bugger, I get it in. Never been a thing, and I keep on pushing upon it until it pinged and I hit it till it ring, digga digga ding.
Repeat, repeat, can't do real talk, that's deep speak. On the road, road running like beep beep. Got that nickel pack, not a cheap keep. This little nigga wanna rap us on the back, shooting sound like a chief keep. Saw a black killer in him, ah, fuck it. About time I should teach these, like rotted. Man took a Z to the brain, still putting arm and a leg when I step on the stage. Man took a jerk in the face for a boy, man took a hook and replaced it with flame. Swear now, ooh, now, man, I'm not raw. Swear down, ooh, now, man, I'm not rage. Swear I might fly New York on a hype. US better put some respect on my name. Might dash two bills when I eat out. Like, I don't know nothing about bean sprout. Like, man can't tell me about green now. Obscene, I'm top of the scene now. Have you seen I'm top of the scene, no? Like, I was just reading a beano. Like, I was just beating a beat now. Skippy up a cut to cut the beat out. My boy off a prick if he's cocky. That suit for a short, I'm stocky. If you try Clash Wiz on the track, that's like a black man playing ice hockey. Though I don't really like one line flows, but I drop one and it's all moshy. I'm in a ritzy in a big breakfast, brother. You're in the cap like hot coffee. Sicker than ever, picking and devil every one of them. I'm kidding, I'll be bigger and better. I swear you, man. Full of shit you should be giving an enemy. And I never in my life will I give in to competitors. And an Eminem or nigga with an enemy sense. Could've never tried an Eminem in my presence. Never, ever tried forming in my sense. Never, should've been embarrassed to test us, ever. Why? Me and Dabble's caliber is infallible. Mandibles fully dangling naturally cause of us, man. Man sick with the ramblings in your cap. All naturally them a gas when the man to become a buck, man. I'm skip with it, hammered it, I'm sick of the mad with it. I'm wicked, I'm bad with it, trust, man. You're liquor and sad with it, fickle and bland with it. Brittle and flat like a dust, man. Repeat, repeat, can't do real talk, that's G-speak. On the road, road running like beep beep. Got a nickel partner, cheap keep. This little nigga wanna rap a song about shooting something like a chief keep. So like a killer in him. Ah, fuck it. About time we should teach these dablock.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I pull it out. You don't want to know about. I've been around, never been a drought. If you didn't get it before, to get it now. Now you're dealing with a smooth criminal now. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I pull it out. You don't want to know about. I get it in, never been a thing. And I keep on pushing and pulling it till it pinged. And I hit it till it ring, digga digga ding.
Dabla, that's Get It featuring Ocean Wisdom. Yeah, just coming in your own time, Chu. I know, you know, Maestro never does this. He's normally always in the studio ready to go, you know, with action. But that's fine. This is Food Bar Radio with me, Sarah Love. We've got Chu that in for Mice Diggy today. And we have our special guest, DJ Chaos, is in the studio with us.
Yeah.
And we're about to shout out that last track was Dabla, of course, featuring Ocean Wisdom, DJ Kermit on that cut as well. If you missed out when Dabla was on the show, definitely hit up foodbarradio.com/hip-hop. You can listen back to all of our episodes there. We got interviews with Big Daddy Kane, we got some ill open mics on there, all kinds of guests and stuff. Sorry, I'll turn your mic up as well. That was just the punishment for you being late back into the studio.
I was flying the streets, and, sure.
Yeah, the promotion. I'm team. Just messing with you. But in this last week, we had so many hip-hop treats because you guys performed Artifacts and Edo G and Rex, and then it was the DMCs. It also had Razel, DJ JS1. You know JS1,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
I love him because he's just like such a bona fide hip hop dude.
Oh, no doubt. No question. Good
like,
dude.
But yeah, brother, good dude. But fully representing like all elements of hip hop. And then also had Raekwon and Ghostface came to London and they were performing a special show, which was just the only Built for Cuban Links album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That had to be dope.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know if they've actually done this show in the States.
I think they might have did that at Rock the Bells, actually.
Yeah.
1 year, yeah, they did that. Yep. Mm. The Cuban Links album. Because I remember, I think they even brought out Nas and did.
Damn.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Eye for an Eye. No.
Eye for an Eye was the.
Or Verbal Intercourse.
Verbal Intercourse. That's
Yeah.
But yeah, wow. I mean, this was an ill moment. It was like 2,000 people in the venue, and it was just the energy was crazy. Were you at that show too?
No.
You didn't make it.
I was waiting for your text. You know, ask me out. Nothing.
But
nothing.
No, it was pretty off the hook.
Like, I can
imagine. Just the energy was crazy and just pure love. And then also to hear the guys speak on stage, where you know you could tell they were speaking from their heart when they were saying, "We love all you guys so much, and we appreciate everything. We love hip hop," and it was just a wonderful hip hop moment. And they just tore it down, and it was just ill to hear this music. Full volume.
Yeah, that album, of course.
What does that album mean to you in the scheme of hip hop, do you reckon? The only Built for Cuban Links.
I remember when that album came out, my cousin, we had the purple tape. We was riding, going down to North Carolina. He went to college down in North Carolina. And yeah, like I think we listened to that like the whole trip up and down. Like that was it. Heard up.
And it's almost like I can still even listen to that album like that now. Heavy.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, people don't make albums like that. And when you can just put it in and just let it play front to back, and like
even the skits as well.
Exactly. The skits,
man. All of it.
It's a whole story that you're getting listening. You know, that's a different era. Whereas, it's much more singles driven now, kind of thing. But there, it's like, and the aura. There's like a special. Sparkly, you know, something that's on sprinkled
it was
on
still
that
like
record,
a dope
man.
Wu-Tang album,
yeah,
you know what I mean, because everybody was on it, yeah. So,
because even the first, I think it was the first single, Glaciers of Ice, it wasn't even like the strongest track, and yet it was still a banger. Do you know what I mean? Glaciers, I think
I
it was
love
Glaciers
that tune. I had to play that last week because I was just and the singing on that track is some of my favorite singing of all time on a hip hop song, because often I'm not actually that a bigger fan of singing on hip hop tracks,
okay.
But on that tune where she's just gonna,
I'm gonna say, I don't know, was that Blue Raspberry?
Yeah, that's it.
No, but was it actually her? That's what I'm never sure
I don't
of because I know it's her on Rainy Days.
Exactly.
But yeah, but maybe she just tapped into some next door energy. As far as I know, it is her. But it just sounds so next level. But after the show at Forum last week with Raekwon and Ghostface, I managed to catch up with Ghost. And, we're just chatting away, and I asked him a few, he was kind enough to give me some time. And I'm just so curious as to how it feels after, nearly 25 years deep in the game, Wu-Tang are, Word. And it's like Wu-Tang is so iconic in hip hop and in just popular music now, where, and they've just managed to make that crossover to mainstream recognition, where it's like you have completely non-hip hop people, they've heard of Wu-Tang Clan.
True.
Do you know what I mean? And so I was asking, the first thing that I had to ask Ghost was, really, how does it feel after, nearly a quarter century in the game to, still be here, still feeling all that love that was in the room just for the Cuban Links album and for Wu. And this is what he said. So you're tuning to Food Bar Radio, and this is the sounds of Ghostface Killah!
I mean, it's a blessing. You know what I mean? I give it all to God first. For letting it be the way that it turned out. And 25 years, it's like, I would have never thought that, you know what I mean? But I'm humble and I'm grateful, you know what I mean? That it's just been good to me. The people, the music, it's been good to me. So I just love, I'm absorbing it.
What's good with Ghost right now? Like, what should fans be looking out for coming up? I know there's going to be a Cuban Links documentary. Ray told me about that last time, but what about with you?
With me, right now, I got like two projects right now that I'm finishing off. I got to do this Wu-Tang album. I got to put that project together. A few other things that's dealing with TV, though, but I'm going to keep that on the low until,
What about Martin Shkreli?
I don't focus on that dude. You know, he's a nut. You know what I mean? I don't focus on that energy. I don't need that energy. I left that alone a long time ago. And that's nothing to really to stay involved with that type of dumb stuff. It's stupid. You know what I mean? So. Real beef is real beef. You know about it. You know what I mean? You'll see it. Instead of just hearing it, you're going to see it. So that right there is just bullshit.
Seriously, does real beef exist anymore in hip-hop? In the way that
it
did back in the day?
You got brothers arguing and shit, but, you'll see when they see each other. When two people see Dennis, then you already know if it really was. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Tonight, the energy in the room was so incredible just to see 2,000 people rapping ODB's lyrics. You know, it was beautiful, and it just reminded me the power and the beauty of hip-hop. How do we keep this legacy correct so people are getting recognized while they're here? Like, practically, what can we do?
What could who do? Me?
Whether you're a fan, a DJ, whether you're Ghostface.
All you gotta do is just stay true to the music, and it's not just what you can do, because we gotta do what we can do too. You know what I mean? And that's putting out more decent music. You know what I mean? So to keep the fans there and keep them fed. It's about keeping you fed in the business, because time will pass you by, and then it's like, oh shit. You know, you ain't dropped an album in 5 years, and the fans, sometimes the fans, they love you, but they got to go to what's next. You know what I mean? So, you know, I understand that.
So what's next musically? What's the next tune that you're going to be sending me?
Musically? My man right here got a nice artist, an ill artist. Before I drop my Supreme clientele, I'm gonna do that, just set my Supreme up. But my Supreme is finished though. I just gotta get the other features on it. It's already a wrap. But I'm just gonna just chill for a second, do this one, finish this one off, and then drop that like 6 months later.
What producers are on Supreme?
You'll find out.
You're teasing me. I need to know.
Yeah, you'll find out.
Isn't it daunting though, doing a follow-up album when people love the first one so much? Doesn't it feel kind of pressure?
No, because I could do it easy.
I know you can.
Yeah, it's easy. No pressure.
I'm just too nasty. Lost on the dance floors, I attack y'all. Snuck through the back door, guess who they saw? Goldie and Ghost, black African rope. Star-studded low lenses, plus the mural was dope. Airbrush WB, stop.
Shake your body, body.
And cop a couple of these.
She's a hottie, hottie.
Godfrey and Sean C. Very upset.
For what? For what?
They're sick and tired.
Put a rough rider on my dick, bust right through him. Come out your shirt, insert the party rhyme. Fry Dr. Berserk, Bacardi Lime. With passionate taste to shake your Calvin Klein. Before the floor gets moist, taste and follow mine. Swallow nine, model dimes from Bahamas. Slim doodle makers stuffed inside pajamas.
To take all your rhymes with a Colgate smile. Hey, baby.
Tell him. Get a girl. Tell him, girl.
Tony's his name.
Well,
the undefeated champion. Whoa, yeah.
Blow him down.
Now he's alone. He's just the king of his throne.
Yeah.
Always will be my friend. Ghostface killer.
Truly yours.
Garcia's eyes singing for us. That was Ghostface Killer, of course. That cut Shashay La Ghost. But I mean, to me, I think Ghost is one of my favourite characters in hip hop. Redman's probably one of the you've got to give that some of that to Jersey. But yeah, Ghost, I mean, are you a Ghost fan, Kales?
Oh, of course. You know, Iron Man all day, you know. Supreme clientele, like.
Yeah.
What, do you have a favorite Ghost solo album?
Supreme clientele.
Yeah. And so, what were you going to say, Jim?
What's the first one? Iron Maiden. Is it Iron Maiden? That's not the first
Iron
one.
Maiden.
It is Iron Maiden. Yeah. Sounded wrong.
That's the
reason.
Unreleased album, yeah. No, but I think, and then in that interview, he was saying that he's got this Supreme clientele part two. Ready to roll, so
yeah.
And then I'm also curious what he's talking about with his TV ventures.
Wow.
Hopefully it's not on the Flavor of Love tip.
Oh yeah, wow. Last thing I've seen Ghost in was with the show with the girlfriends and.
Oh really?
Yeah, the reality show he was on.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, the two girlfriends.
What happened?
The couples therapy. That's what it's called.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was on that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I wish I knew about that.
I want to say him and Tretch was on. I don't know if they were on the same episode, season, but yeah.
That's so random.
Classic hip-hop. If you missed any of that interview that we just played you there with Ghostface Killah of Wu-Tang Clan, hit up foobarradio.com/hip-hop. You can listen back to all of our episodes. And yeah, it's definitely one to check out. Right after this, we're going to be getting into our open mic. Plus, I've got a gig guide for you as well. So keep it locked. We've got in the studio with us DJ Chaos straight out of New Jersey. And we had Chewed At, who's in for Mice today.
Aloha.
Thank you for joining us, Chew. And yes, so let's play these bills and then I'm going to get into something for you from Andre 3000. It's FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents Joey
Page. God told a man to start digging a hole in the jungle 18 years ago and he hasn't stopped since.
I guess after 18 years you can't go, oh no, actually it wasn't God, was it? That's an error.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually.
You know, even if he's got any self-doubt now, it's like, well, if he stopped, he'll be like, Steve, didn't you, what did you do for the last 18 years? Just building a hole for God. Was that a mistake? Yeah, big mistake. All right, I've got one, right? What if I went over there, right, and I went to him and I went, God contacted me and he wants me to fill in this hole.
Every Wednesday, Joey Page, from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
So now I'm solo that I can see under the skirt of an ant. Solo that I don't get high no more when I try no more, I just go hand. Solo my cup is a roll, my toe, my friend. Solo that I can admit when I hear that another kid is shot by the popo, it ain't an event. No more solo that no more high horses so hard to wear polo. When I do, I cut the pony off. Now there's a hole that once was a logo. How fitting. Solo that I can give a fuck about what is trending. Trying to cut down on my spending, regardless of winning, instead of pretending and bending over backwards. Over half of the whole had work done. Saying they want something real from a man, just saying that we being real persons. I hate that it's like this, I feel for you, and I don't know what it's like with a skirt on. So pardon me if I am being insensitive, but dollar, this only worse us. Solo my halo, say way low, it feel like it's been. Solo that when they throw pussy or pesos, don't pay no attention to it. Solo that I am no rookie, but feel like a kid. Looking at the other kids with astonishment while I'm on punishment, watching the summer come close to an end. After 20 years in, I'm so naive, I was under the impression that everyone wrote their own verses. It's coming back different, and yeah, that shit hurts me. I'm humming and whistling to those not deserving. I stumbled and lived every word. Was I working just way too hard?
And that was Andre 3000. It's a solo reprise. There was the Frank Ocean joint that had him on, and that's the Illmind remix. On that track, he's kind of taken some shots at MCs who use ghostwriters. What's your stance of ghostwriters, Chu?
It's a tough one. You know what? I don't actually agree.
You don't agree what?
With ghostwriters.
Yeah, that was a pretty firm statement. That was even more... More firm than any statement you made about Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, I think if you're gonna get help, man, just acknowledge it. I don't see the problem of people helping you write bars, but if you're going to pretend that you did them, that's when I don't like it.
Yeah,
if it's a ghostwriter, just say, man, someone, you know, more often than not, you know, you're going to run a line by a mate or someone, and they're like, oh, shit, why about you say... That doesn't make them a co-writer, but you're going to bounce it off someone. So
yeah,
just acknowledge it. Just put your hand up. Don't just yeah, that's it really.
Yeah, because once upon a time, it was one of those like cardinal sins of hip hop, and now it's so acceptable. I mean, there's lots of people, artists who people adore, who, you know, they've admitted to having, like Snoop. I know recently he was, he fessed up. You got Kanye, Dre, people like this, all Drake.
Drake.
You know,
Dre as well. Dre is quite obvious, I think. He's one of...
We're questioning if he's written any bars,
isn't
there?
Okay,
but I love 3000. I love Andre 3000.
Okay.
I think he's one of the unsung heroes of hip-hop. Undersung heroes of hip-hop.
What's your Outkast album? Because I only really dug their first one. Southern Playlistic, Cadillac Funky Music. What was your one then? What was your album? What's the one you played the most?
Oh, well, probably a Quemini.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I might need to draw for that again.
Yeah. All but right. I mean, I think they're one of the greatest duos as well that we've had in hip hop so far. But, you know, what do you guys think? Hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You know, another one of the greatest duos that we did also have on this show. So you can listen back to that interview too. EPMD, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they were performing this weekend in New York at the Roots picnic. Oh, and it looked pretty like next level. Yeah. Like, honestly, that was crazy. Big Daddy Kane, Pharoah. Much called G-Rap was there, Craig G, Black Thought,
we never get this kind of lineup.
Hey man, don't complain, London, we're pretty spoiled here,
but we don't get that's a superstar lineup.
That is a proper super, that's like iconic lineup. Yeah,
to get Artifacts and AOG and one and Rex in one, it was pretty big.
Yeah.
She shouts to Underworld Connect as well, Shady, Shorty, Kingpin doing your bang,
everyone who put the show together. And there's loads of ill hip hop shows that are coming up this week alone as well. You had a show to shout out though first, didn't you?
Just quickly, quick shouts to the Beatbox Collective, Basics, Zany, Hobbit, Ballsy, and Bellatrix as well. They're going to be performing, but you can also catch the finals, solo team and loop battles of the UK Beatbox Championships 2016 on the 19th of November at Scala, King's Cross.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll give you a reminder of that closer to the time too. But this week, Obi Trice is in town. That's Tuesday, tomorrow at Islington Academy.
Wow.
Yeah, and also Mark Ray, he's going to be performing at Paradise. That's in Kensal Green. That's on Thursday, the 6th of October. Designer. Are you down with some Designer?
I'm not actually too. I'm still surprised that Obi Trice is playing in London.
Yeah, you're still
honest.
Getting wrapping your head around bloody Obi Trice. Yeah, well, from one end of the spectrum to the other, from Obi Trice to Designer in one week in London. Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. That's at Jazz Cap this Friday. Friday is just like a battle of hip hop, madness. But on the non-hip hop tip, you've got Fellabration 2016. That's at Electric Ballroom. If you're a fan of Fela Kuti, you definitely need to go check that out. You've got a whole host of artists who are going to be performing there too. Also, on the 7th in Leeds at Hi-Fi Club, Jest and Lee Scott are performing, and that will be followed on the 8th at the Red Gallery in London too.
What's
Kano
up,
is going to be at Brixton Academy on Friday as well. I don't know all of Kano's catalogue, but I've never really heard anything like Kano's has stopped me dead in my tracks.
I'm
comment?
Completely with you.
So. Okay. I was hoping you were going
to. I would like to. Yeah, but what? You don't know. You don't know that. You don't know, then you don't know.
But yes, and High Focus, they're doing a show on 7th of October in Brighton at Concord 2. Task Force, Dabbler, Flip Tricks, Verb T, Strange You, and a whole host of other cats are going to be up there too. So if you're in the region, definitely go and check it out. Coming up next, we're getting into our open mic. We're going to be speaking to Rhyme Schemes in a second, so don't move a muscle. But let's play you something else brand new, straight out of the UK, Nottingham style. This is Capo.
Around your neck, you're selling your soul off. Easily you forget. Black on black Air Force, my commiserations. The suicide hotel, making reservations. Nothing but black clothes, nothing with labels. Nothing I don't own, no fucking with labels. I don't want no part of your facade. I'm making my own path. 1 million rappers all in the spittoon. You slip on them faux pas, running with corpses. Even you shipwrecked. See whatever I spray, I will disinfect. Killing yourself, day after day you've been killing yourself. Overindulgent image yourself. 1 million viewers, you're killing yourself. Arch your misery. Robert Jordan, all of these words are falling on deafness. I'm on the bridge, you're packing this all in. Arch your misery. Robert Jordan, all of these words are falling on deafness. I'm on the bridge, you're packing this all in. Robert Jordan, for Hina Bell Toes. Robert Jordan, Robert Jordan, Robert Jordan, for Hina Bell Toes. Robert Jordan, stay in the old, I stay.
on my new shit. Jamming the square peg in the round hole is never a true fit. I heard a sick line and just forgot that. Fucking the scene, you officer dibbles, no, I was the top cop. Stuck in the middle, between them and those. You give me your half, yeah, then I'm by my nose. From under this black cap, stay out of the black cloud. Delusions of grandeur, I'm putting my cap down. Throw away artwork, come for the downloads. Still up on charts, my dick is still on hard. They never speak my name in the same breath as all these other dudes. I don't want nothing to do with these rappers, is wank. Arch and misery, Robert Jordan. All of these words are pouring on deafness. I'm on the verge of packing this all in. Arch and misery, Robert Jordan. All of these words are falling on deafness. I'm on the verge of packing this all in. Robert Jordan. Robert Jordan. Flinging the bell toes. Robert Jordan. Robert Jordan. Robert Jordan. Flinging the bell toes. Robert Jordan. Killing yourself, day after day you've been killing yourself. Overindulge your image yourself. 1 million viewers, you're killing yourself. Killing yourself, day after day you've been killing yourself. Overindulge your image yourself. 1 million viewers, you're killing yourself. Robert Jordan. Flinging the bell toes. Robert Jordan. Robert Jordan. Robert Jordan. Flinging the bell toes.
Out of Nottingham, Capo, that track's called Bout It, is from his new album that's coming out on YNR, that's called Dramatic Change of Fortune. I do love that Notts accent.
I can't do it. So what is it, Scorsese? Is Scorsese, is he not?
Scores is not Stu, yeah.
No, I can't do it.
No.
Scores it? No.
Yeah, save it.
Yeah, okay. That's been Northern. Generic Northern.
Generic, oh, that's Scorsese. Below the belt. No.
No, exactly. That's not Nottingham at all.
Anyway. But this is FUBAR Radio. It's Sarah Love. This week, Maestro is a... Oh my god. He's, if he hears that I called him Maestro, he's gonna he might quit the show. Jesus. Well, nobody tell him, please, no one tell him.
Give me some more shows, okay, and I'll shut. Okay.
My Stiggy is away this week, so I am joined by my special guest co-host, Chu.
Julio Iglesias.
And we are also joined by our next guest. Sorry, you finished on your phone, yeah?
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. We're joined by our next guest.
Joining the free Wi-Fi, are you?
Mr. No, not your government name. Rhyme Schemes, that's it. Whoa. Sorry, I'm back in
that's
Facebook.
Good. It's Facebook's fault, don't worry.
It is Facebook, yeah. Where I'm like, who the hell is... I don't know anyone called Mark Clifton.
No, not a lot of people do, but yeah, that's Facebook.
They do now. Yeah,
how are you doing? Stay close to the mic so we can all hear you lovely
and
clearly.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, and you weren't here... You were here not long ago.
Yeah, March, I think it was, or April, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's already tripping me out how it's like, by. It's 3 months until the new year.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, scary, isn't it? Yeah.
Really scary. So what have you been up to?
I had quite a busy summer doing a few festivals and shows and stuff. We just did a... Just supported Pete Rock, CL Smooth in Oxford. Mm. Did quite a few big shows, yeah, yeah. And
how was
now,
that show?
Yeah, that was big, yeah. Real good show. It was nice to see CL Smooth, because I've already seen Pete Rock before, but when he was down with CL, it was a good show, man. He's a good performer, CL Smooth. Smashed it, yeah.
Yeah, I heard everyone had good reviews there.
It was good. I was gutted I didn't get down for the Artifact show the other day, to be honest. I need to move to London, because I'm missing out on too much at the minute. Oxford's good, but I'm missing out on too much, so.
And so how is hip-hop doing in Oxford
right
now?
Yeah, it's good. We've still got the big shows going on, but like I said, it'd be nicer to be somewhere where it's a bit more constant. But we have big shows every couple of months. Like, big up to Dr. Herbs, he puts them on, those that know. Yeah, we have some big shows.
Mm. So. And what, you have some kind of new project on the way or something?
Yeah, I've got an album coming out, yeah. hoping that it's going to be ready to drop in February. I've already been working on it for 2 years, so I can't really be working on it for too much longer, but I'm a perfectionist, so
yeah,
it's coming on well. It's coming on real well. So
we look forward to hearing it, because last time you were on the show, you were spitting on the open mic for us.
That's right, yeah.
And
it
was lots of fun, and it was getting lots of love, your
video
clip.
Yeah, it was big up to everyone who was sharing it and liking it. Yeah, I've got quite a strong fan base out there in a minute, so sorry for the delay of the music, but it is coming out soon. So on the same day we was down here doing the open mic, we filmed a video with Global Faction, Roses, which is out now. So
cool. Was Sam the chauffeur anything to do with that?
Sam was the driver.
Sam the driver.
Sam the driver ambushed. He photobombed our picture in the green room of the studio.
That's what he does.
But no, so you're saying Sam the chauffeur's a videographer?
He is a videographer. Delahaye TV, check out his channel. He's worked with a lot of people who've been on here as well, so.
Yeah,
he's about.
Yes,
he's about.
And you're going to be getting down on the open mic for us today right?
Definitely, yeah.
So we're looking forward to some of that. Keep it locked right here, because we still have a whole gang more of MCs to roll up. Chaos is still in the place to be as well. So it's Food Bar Radio. We're looking after you until 6, but let's play you another new track. This is brand new from Mickey Fax, produced by Knots. They got a whole brand new EP together, and this track is called Words.
Smicky, scuba words for the ears of the listeners. You're here as a visitor. Please leave your signature. Please. Diary of Mickey on display. It's a yearbook. Privacy is really at the kick. I'm a werewolf alive in the night. 4:14 on my clock as I write. Bills on my countertop, rocking my life. Bill collectors block. Calling nonstop. They blocked out of spite. Credit score grown. Bank account got a common now for the moment. Health insurance got a brother zoning. The misery of life is history. Crazy how a number with 2 4s just got a trilogy. America about to vote Trump instead of Hillary. What happened to the dignity? Somebody gotta tell me before I have me a mini mink. And be a Fajer like Mike Myers, minus being a monster. Sitting on a chaise, sipping OJ and vodka. Americana sponsored. People creeping in my inbox like the Contra. Listen to my son, please. Little do they know I do the same thing with Don C. Difference is the angle. We ain't speak since April 2014. There go that number again. It's still haunting me. Deja vu, but I won't let it conquer me. People know the name, but it's so hard to market me. Hurting every vein, my brain and all my arteries. The black Sean Connery, Y3 honorary member is a nominee. Came a long way from my lawyer dreams. All it means is a couple hundred words can change a man's outlook. Go from unemployed to dreaming about how the house look. Concrete flaws got it looking like a law. 2013, man, I couldn't buy a boss. 2 years later, now I'm looking like a boss at the dealership saying I look good inside a Porsche. Two-seater, few visas, new Caesar, ruler and haircut, true leader. I got them sick to their stomach, now that's the flu fever. Going over my words, they all proofreaders. Lesson learned without a school teacher. Paying Paul before I knew Peter. Yeah. Expressionism, scribes for my supporters. I'm hoping the letters hit him. Praying Loretta feel him. Lauren getting older, I'm hoping to give her wisdom. She better listen. Blank canvas on the wall, my television. It's knocks in my heart, these words are in the prison. Reflect the prison. I had 4:14 in my bank account. Same time in the morning, I had to think it out. Same number of words I used to paint it out. 4:14.
14. Mickey Fax, produced by Knots. I do love a bit of Knots. And that's out now, I think. It's one of the, it's been a whole range of releases. And it's an installment of this 414 series. That's what I'm talking about. The album, The Achievement, circa 82, is due out, 28th of October. That's on War Media. That's also Farrah Monch's label and all that good stuff. It's Food Bar Radio. This is the place to be for hip hop on a Monday, 4 till 6. Normally with myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy, but this week we have Chewed At Infamous. We're about to get into our open mic, and here we are joined by our second guest,
Black Chronicle.
Yo.
Did you know what? It's funny you mentioned Farrah Monch. I don't think you remember that. Like, I supported him at a show, and I caught you backstage one time.
But do you know what? Not like that. But my hair was different, so maybe, you know. But I was
close to the microphone so everyone can hear the incriminating details you're sharing on air.
My hair was all different, but I supported him at a show in Forum. I think it was 2014. It might have been.
Oh, and maybe that was like no, OC wasn't there, but there was like a few.
So that was sort of like, you know, I supported a few people just coming up. Do you know what I mean?
So where do you hail from?
Me, South London.
South London. And how long have you been active then in hip hop? You say you were supporting it very much, so that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, no, it was alright. I mean we caught a little picture. I felt like a groupie, man. I had to ask him for a selfie and it was,
it's got to be done.
But I mean, I think I started, you know, when Boom Bap started, I think that was when I caught the first, because I do stuff with my brother, thinks the Ice Fire. And we caught E.
That's your brother, as in your blood brother.
Yeah. See, we're getting a connection.
I helped took his missus up with getting her hair locked up.
Oh, swear down, yeah.
My sister
loves it. I tell her it looks fly all the time, you know.
Oh,
I tell her it looks fly all the time.
My sister, that's courtesy of my sister. Yeah. So anyway, we digress. Sorry, back to the broadcasting show.
It's like I've been doing, so since Boom Bap was like my first introduction, my brother brought me on. And then since then, we've like supported like Dead Prez, Onyx, a few people. But I mean, it's you know, when you're supporting them, it's kind of like more for the experience. So obviously, now I'm sort of investing more in like building like my own products and my own, because obviously, you know, you can know someone or support them, but it doesn't necessarily mean that success transfers. You got to put your own groundwork in. So that's what it is in the minute. I mean, I've boxed so much artists. I mean, I ended up in like Westerns. They had like a private party and I'm in there. But, you know, you're not really going to be, give me your number and stuff, because obviously I know you got to build, you know what I'm saying? So it's
that's, so have you actually released any music yet?
Well, no, I released a mixtape on my brother Silver Casket, and it's sort of done okay. I think we maybe about 3,000 odd in terms of people buying online, selling on the street scene.
That's like number 5 in the top charts, isn't it?
Oh, I'm not even too sure. A lot of it was like unclassified, like, you know, we had a dude that was selling it. I didn't really see much come back because he's sort of just buying and selling on the streets and stuff like that, like little streets. But I mean,
and what, how long ago was that?
That was 2013. And so then now, in terms of my own stuff, I got a track called Supervillain I'm letting out, which is more just like a single, which I shot a video for. Funny enough, you played Ocean Wisdom on it, and it's the same dude that done animation for him. He's doing animation for the Supervillain video.
Ew.
So it's coming out.
And when's that going to be dropping?
October. So it's Halloween release.
Very cool.
31st of October. I thought it was, you know, makes sense. Supervillain, some of the imagery in there, and I thought, you know what, Halloween's there, we just tie it together. So that's.
And you'll keep us posted and send us music when you got some new tunes, then we can play them for you. But I'm looking forward to hearing you on the open mic today.
Yeah, do you know what? When Adam sent it through, I was, you know.
No disclaimers allowed, you know, either you got a rep or you got a step.
No, I'm saying I wrote it. He said it to me, I started writing straight away because it just inspired, like I had that inspired, you know what I mean?
Aww.
So, wow.
Adamantium inspiring the people.
So
you got the hero over there. You can be the mad villain. This guy, to see what you got.
Yeah, trust. That's what it was.
So exciting. So don't move a muscle, because we still got two more MCs who are going to step up as well. It's always epic on the open mic every week here, Mondays 4 till 6 p.m. But first, let's play you a track that we premiered from Isa to Sheriff a few weeks ago. This is called Redefined. A Sarah Love Chew That on Fubo.
The sun's coming out and it's hot out here. The sun's coming out and it's hot out here. The sun's coming out and it's hot out here. Can't even afford a property, hiding behind technology, battling with authority, citizens living poverty. It's rhythmic sociology in a shocking economy. My mother's life was a colony, left us struggling horribly. Some they talk of philosophy, others living responsibly. Every day there's a robbery, followed by lots of snobbery. Others get let off probably, powers are lacking honesty. It bothers me, they dance around the truth like choreography. I'm trying to work out my autonomy, write an autobiography, absorbing freedom sonically, learning about generosity. Things are getting on top of man these last 6 months. Now they really did a lot to me, trying to manage properly, lack of therapy stopping me, problems historically, I'm saying too much probably, dreaming and sailing tropically, used to listen to Prodigy, showing off in my wallaby. Now when you call out, this is poetry, redefined, sagas from the left behind, novels of a different kind, need to make a state of mind, look how masterminds are getting sent down for time, but while they stay robbing us, the flow stays monstrous, we're out on the grind, some are losing their mind, but we don't see the sign, them having greed for time, trying to find peace of mind, we just feel left behind, just take a look at our strengths all combined, I do this
for the minority. In tower blocks, they're constantly marginalized. Hypocrisy, people move there for novelty. Some are met with ferocity, radio mediocrity. And now that you want us to sound the same, I'm never gonna be. I hear the same thing constantly. Listen, it doesn't bother me. You can just keep your stubborn. You never have to holler me. I do this thing subconsciously. While questioning foreign policy, speaking on inequality, cause it really means a lot. This is a language built from poverty. Pair it with high technology. Voices that move melodically. It varies cause of geography. And in this mad democracy, seeing mad animosity. The majority, we get under their skin like dermatology. You can tell I know hospitals just through my terminology. Inside out, bag of troubles like colostomy. We're here to do this properly while gliding through this flawless. Use your voice, you go before it. Look, now's the time, it's gotta be. This is poetry, redefined. Farmers from the left behind. Nobles of a different kind. Need to make you state of mind. Look how fast the minds are getting sent down for time. But what is they robbing us? The flow stays monstrous. We're out on the grind. Some are losing their mind. But we don't see the sign. Them and we bleed the time. Trying to find peace of mind. We just feel left behind. Just take a look at our strengths all combined. I'm picturing the sirens trying to get to Myron. Cause we lost a diamond and my vocals tightened. It drew me to silence. Now it's only after 2 months I can write again. Pause. I only had this track to finish off, but couldn't do it then. Last track of the album, this I dedicate to you, my friend. First my cousin Cabba, now M Dot. This again, I'm fighting demons like a horror in the scene that ends. These bloodsuckers trying to stop this album finishing again.
Now this is poetry, redefined. Solvers from the left behind. Novels of a different kind. Need to make you state of mind. Look how fast the minds are getting sent down for time. But what they stay robbing us, the flow stays monstrous. We're out on the grind, some are losing their mind. But we don't see the sign, them and we bleed the time. Trying to find peace of mind, we just feel left behind. Take a look at our strengths all combined.
To Sheriff, formerly known as Tor. That track is called Redefined. She was on the show as well a few weeks back, so if you missed that, definitely hit her up. She gave us a dope interview. That's foodbarradio.com/hip-hop. We are here with you every week live Mondays 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. This work. Week Mice is away, so I'm joined by Tuna.
Aloha, hey, Tuna Hefner. Let's go.
And every week, of course, we bring you our open mic. And this is always an exciting part of the show because it's like I can feel the energy and anticipation in all the MCs in the room. And we're joined by two more guests. Guys, introduce yourselves so I don't butcher your names.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Inglorious.
And I'm Derizian.
Derizian. So what, are you guys a crew?
No, I don't like him that much.
No.
No, we are. We're Blue Powder, isn't it? That's like the clique, but
okay,
we're very different in what we do.
Okay, so tell me about Blue Powder, because I'm ill-informed.
I don't know. I don't know where to start with it. Like, what's allowed to be said on air?
Oh, you can say anything you like. You can get as filthy as you like. But where are you guys from, though?
Bristol-based.
I'm from Birmingham originally, but Bristol-based.
Always been Bristol for me.
Yeah, and have you heard that now Bristol has a black mayor? First ever black mayor in a European country?
Didn't know that, but I knew we got a black mayor.
You see, I'm schooling you about your own town.
Wow.
Yeah, Joel, your own town.
Yeah.
My own town, is it?
And so what kind of capacity do you guys operate at as MCs? Have you got any music out yet? Like, what's your kind of... Break it down for us. Introduce us to the vibe.
Me personally, Mr. Inglorious has got loads of stuff. Why do I reference myself like that? I don't know, but
that's okay.
But yeah, I've got quite a bit out there, from EPs to videos and all sorts of stuff like that. Joel, what have you got?
I pretty much bring new media into the world underground.
Come closer to the mic.
Not much people really know me, unless you know me really. But like, my music's kind of scattered around, like on YouTube, SoundCloud and stuff, if you want to find some of my songs already. But mainly just kind of background, really, just kind of getting my stuff sorted.
Okay. What, have you guys been part of the battle scene or?
Nah, not yet anyway, yet.
Oh, but you have battle aspirations?
Possibly.
I've battled. I lost on Don't Flop and I'm proud of that.
Yay! That's passion. Yeah. Yeah, there's always got to be.
No, it's a bucket list item. I said I was going to do it, so I did it. Don't care if I lost or won. So,
how does it work in the battle world then? Because today, every week, we have an investigation, and Chu has been asking the public, like, how do you deal with people who invade your personal space? So, if you're in an MC battle, like, and someone's trying to step on your toes, how does that get dealt with?
Oh, Jesus.
There's so many ways. Like,
no violence is ever allowed in an MC battle.
No, but that's the thing, is you've got to have full control of your person to be able to step into that arena. Otherwise, I've seen some of the greats crumble. So, like, yeah, there's no real rules or way to to be able to deal with it. You just got to hope your mind can control itself when it's getting told all the things it don't want to hear.
That's a good advert for MCing, because it's the discipline.
Yes, yeah, it's just self-control and knowing, like...
But when they get personal, that's hard, man.
Yeah.
But then I remember we had Lunacy on the show a couple months ago, and then I was just talking about the metaphorical mum that all MCs have, you know, and how it's like, you know, sometimes people make some pretty low blows about... Yeah. And I say that's the ultimate cuss of all time. It's just the simple... Your mum.
But that's school. I remember in year five.
That's what I mean.
That
mum.
Was it. It was it. And you just be off walking shut around. Literally, so it's, you know.
I've seen someone do that in a battle, and the guy had recently lost his mum, so I'd advise no one to ever do that.
But that's what I mean, because then Luna was like saying, you know, we all understand that we're not really talking about your mum. Yeah. And this is one of the misconceptions in hip hop, I think. We're not really taking shots at your mum. We're just trying to be funny. Honest.
Battle rap's different, though, man. Some people genuinely are being seriously wanting to hurt your feelings out there. Right. Like.
It's a battle. Then you go home to your mum and you need a cuddle. My feelings were hurt. No. sorry, that's why I'm a DJ.
Wow.
But anyway, without further ado, let's get into this open mic. Because this week we have a special beat provided by Django Mancob. Remember, MCs, producers, if you want to feature on the Food Bar Radio open mic, hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Yo. This week, we have Rhyme Schemes in the place, Black Chronicle, Mr. Inglorious, and Derizian. Who's going to kick it off first? Are you ready to go? Okay, let's do this. It's Food Bar.
Do it.
Yo, Blue Powder, shout out D-Hat Media, yeah? Food Bar Radio, let's go. Look. They said Jake, you need to wait, but I'll face my days later. Slip into the mist, 6 shades of grey later. We emerge laughing with my lungs full of vapour. Stack of mad tracks, a middle finger for my haters. Two-toe control counting 6 shades of grey. Staring at the skies as my days fade away. I hope they figured out that I ain't afraid of my fate, cause I've seen it all before, but I still spin it on grapes. Like shit, was that really the thing that he was saying? Yeah, it was, he ain't delaying, isn't playing, isn't spraying bars you thought he would. But now he's kinda awkward, bruv, walking all towards you, cause he knows that he's the awkward one. But source the draw for your draw and watch the lake. Watch the blood leak to the floor, cause his freestyle's never written with was. But now I forgot it, so I'm going to the top, kid, so I can jump arch and watch my body just drop quick, so I can fly back to the top and say that I'm the best to beat the quest and say that I'm the cypher king. So when I'm on the rhythm lyrically, I'm gonna run it. Even if I forgot what I have written, I'm still running. I'm coming for what you've got, so top spots ain't yours until I'm there, bruv. Think that you're aware, but I can see you're scared, cause nobody's prepared for what I'm about to do here. Prepare for that end, yeah, pass it on.
Yo, yo.
Get involved there, Black Chronicle.
This is another little fresh that I'm, yo. Listen, yo, listen, yo. On stage I get hype, but I'm not hyperactive. Clap rappers make the move back like Michael Jackson. Fresh to the murder scene, like what happened? Told me I grabbed the mic, blacked out, spitting acid. My 16s are like stalagmites, cause they get sharper with time. Every track is like a bench press using my mind. I mean literally no hands and throw that ish in the sky. Is it my time to blow? It's my choice to decide. Mind over matter, cause throw a thought form in your eye. The manifest, the band-aid, I need you to survive, cause you make me look better in comparison, entertaining how I handle them. Something like a candlestick, I bring the heat, melt wherever you act is in. Cause I've seen it with my own eyes. You got that good tool, but you were not that guy. And I deal with the truth, this ain't fire, this is real in the booth. I'm a mother often super villain, see what I do. It's not in competition, so how could I lose? But soon as Adam sentenced through, I started loading to shoot. Listen, yo, hitting with the bars from head to toe. Best know when I come in the rain, through my radio, you can't slow me down. MCs wanna hit me now, on the town, hitting with the roundhouse. Lithuanus is my house, you can't slow me. MC's got nothing to show me, you can't own me. This is my dojo. MC's run sip to BC, that's a no-no. You slowpoke, best step back. MC's not listen.
Woo, Black Chronicle. Derizian.
Yeah, it's Derizian. Yeah. He found a way out of his cipher, stumbled into a dimly lit avenue, a strict written land of whose statue stood staring back at sign draw, prize open to find laws, a cryogenic life source, a talking eyesore, causes more than ordinary discomfort. The poor soul's choking his lungs, cursed, the cold is sunburned, stoking his flesh and testing concern. Better to run first, he thought, before he lit the granite, his feet stagnant, cracking under the pressure of this madman. As fear passes, demise settles, his eyes level with his opponent, only to find what resembles life itself. A sentient winged being with ice to brightly melt, all seeing breaking
the fourth wall for mortals is all. Leaking disaster and the dust last from the portal. No guards mark these halls, the lunch bells have rang. As clouds darken these walls, a pungent smell ran into his senses that knocked his neck back and stopped the fences. So what more is in store? Now you all mentioned there's a message resonating from this most angelic voice box telling us all to listen. Sitting until the noise stops, so we deploy 144,000 joint shots. The boy got every voice pop with a poise clock inside his toy box. Sent to destroy Troy when the voids crossed and the joint cost, cause both sides lose but we don't learn. It seems like too many have low IQs to compose her.
Derision, jeez.
Hey yo, I scream fuck the world while I sip my beer. The governments and the feds, the only things I fear. People trying to tell me 15, like this my year. Like where you been, where I've been, man, I've been right here. I've been doing shows for free, and if I'm lucky, I might grab 50. That's why a half of those I'm playing, I got grams with me, I brought hip-hop back to my damn city for the prohibition, so I'm living like Frank Nitti, seen as an outlaw, an enemy to the public, But still I stand and say, fuck this, yeah. I pass the mic over. Come and grab him
I'm a capitalized like Fez rapping you twice. I throw my fist like bullets if you just been snapped. What if advice? Don't look in my eyes. Got the Medusa stare, that's why. Recognize when I'm wrecking your guys. I'm cultivating my force. Rock your brain like haymakers in sports. You saw the doctor on the side, now you know who he's for. He's for you. Shake the road like tectonics. When I come through, vets know I'm the best on this. Ain't much to prove. Severing in my life, split screen. This blitzkrieg eat 16s with 6-16s for mainstream rappers. Screaming out the hip hop when it's bait, they don't have it. Your message died long ago, like the Titanic dropped off sunk. Can't be seen no more, yes, vanished. I damage like direct incision till your brain's missing. So all your fam like a deranged mission, strictly business.
I'm done with that same old strategy to making it. Release a vid with crazy clips, get some hits and now you're big bollocks. What happened to the actual knowledge? We're stirring potions in the pot and trying to find the meaning of it. But even I'm a culprit of rambling random nothingness. Sniff some dust, choke it back up on the sickest dots. Claiming that we're sick as fuck, rocking like I'm big and pun. Used to have a passion for rapping with bare intelligence. Now I'm looking back at a scene that's there for the hell of it. Bunch of dumb degenerates buying drugs with their benefits who wouldn't give a damn if you slap them with some relevance. Like I said before, I'm just rambling some sentences. Rare on the mic, like whatever kick snares coming next. I don't care, I'm prepared, so snap your neck back and forth when I talk. If you don't, then you'll fall from this war that you fought. So tell me please, what's the point of it all when the warriors you fight with ain't even ready to fall? So tell me please, what's the point of it all when the warriors you stand with ain't ready to fall?
Your aura has a part I could affect. The Jew a target on your head, you seem far outside your depths. It's me, the Rizzian, the outstanding citizen who's sitting in the same chair, watching the same breaths kick the system in. Loud. Stop bowing down, you're bound to buckle when you reattach yourself to what we really be about and what's significant. Born hypocrite, sat sniffing, must have ripped the death, still rip the shit, slipping pills like it's limitless. Lifting spirits like the Grim Reaper, the strings spinning, arachnophobic opinion seeker with a vintage speaker, spitting just to fit the feature. It's a pitiful attempt. All I want to be is me, I just want to be myself. Yeah, I just want to feel free. Somewhere outside of a cell block where I saw myself for free. Trust me, I'm done with that. I'm done with being snubbed of cats who run in packs, living in rusted traps. You would have puffed and passed to anyone who can fucking breathe. What I need is far from what I want. What I want is easily obtained inside encapsulated packs of dreams.
I know I'm sick, but can I succeed? I don't want to plant another six seed. And then that six seed breeds six seeds. And six seeding's only breathing with his needs. Indeed, I'm a six seed with big dreams. And his dreams are indeed to succeed. It's his dream. At 16 with six C's, he switched seats to his beats and his weed with six C's. I've seen hellfire, brimstone, and sinning lots, slinging shots, sin a synagogue, but never sin a god. I've seen the roads get hot, I've seen men smoking crops, I've seen a bloke get robbed and mugged for his phone and watch. I've seen a coke get chopped down from a cocoa rock. I've seen a postcode block fight with a postcode block.
Shout out the Cosmos, your host for the evening. Delectable knowledge like spiritual healing. Awareness, watch my dawn gloom like a sequin. The lower self sometimes seems so appealing when I'm dreaming. Higher frequency beams are seeing material playing chemtrails. My eyes see it. Elitist, undisclosed features. Moving in and out of books. Yes, I'm attracted to the deepness. Do what I came to do. Mercy of the seamstress. I've been there before. What you're living is my remix. Turn water to wine while your eyes couldn't believe it. See all these religions like breathing in semen. You can't raise the question. Your class is a heathen. Delectable knowledge deceiving. When I'm dropping, it's deceiving. And I'm dropping. MCs know we're never stopping. My bars are so close to the skin, man, the head topping. Woods chopping, you can't slow. MCs know I'm through bar radio. And yo, we got to blow, never catch me. You can't slow me, you can't match me. MCs, I snap them just like matchsticks. Can't count, don't, listen.
Black Chronicle.
Let me get warm.
Ryan Skies, Black Chronicle, Mr. Inglorious, and Derizian out here representing on the FUBAR Radio Open Mic. Remember, if you want to get on the open mic, you need to hit us up at hiphop@fubarradio.com. Get involved. Guys, what are the links that you need to share if people want to track you down?
Mr. Inglorious. It's pretty unique, so just type it in and this lovely face pops up, so do it.
I'll definitely recommend that.
Powder, D-Hat Media, search that shizzle.
And if you want to find me, just search in Derizian anywhere, really. It's kind of easy because it's just a made-up word, so you look it up and you find me straight away.
It sounds like it's a real deep intellectual word. It convinced me.
So that's D-I-R-I-Zion.
Lovely. Derizian. Thank you for coming free. Black Chronicle, how should people track you down?
Black Chronicle 2Ks, Chronicle A-L at the end.
Hip-hop spelling.
Yeah. Conor Cow. You know what I mean? Catch me on the Facebook or the Twitter.
Ryan Schemes.
Yeah, man. Ryan Schemes. Rhyme. S-K-E-E-M-Z. All one word. I'm there.
So check them out. Thank you all so much for coming through today and representing. That was absolutely lovely. I love this MC energy in the place. And we'll see you all again soon. Make sure you hit us up with all that good new music. Chew.
Yo,
you didn't get to spit.
I'm all good, man.
I'm so sorry.
I'm all good.
I'm so sorry. You were just being all humble and quiet there in the corner. In the corner. Shouts out to Django Man Cub as well. He sent us the beat. And shouts out to all you guys for locking into the show, because the show is all about you. Big ups to Ghostface Killer, who we had an interview with him earlier today. If you missed any of that, hit up foodbarradio.com/hiphop. All of our past shows are up there. Maestro is going to be back next week as well. Next week on the show, we're going to have Ransom, Bad Bones. He's going to be premiering some new music, performing it live in the studio. So if you don't know about Bad Bones, you definitely need to lock in and get to know. That's Mondays 4 till 6pm. Up next, we have A Badge of Friendship. Guys, thank you all so much for coming through. To the show. And remember, it's always important to leave everyone with that important vibe of unity.
Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity. Unity.